News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. They're giving themselves a timeout. Five consecutive days of negotiations between President Obama and leaders from Congress still haven't produced a debt deal. Live from the White House, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
Unable to settle on a single plan in the meeting yesterday, congressional leaders are taking three plans back to the members to see which one can pass. A $4 trillion big plan, a $2 trillion medium plan, and a $1.5 trillion small plan with no tax hikes. House Speaker John Boehner complaining it's hard to get the president to commit to one.
It's like dealing with Jell-O. It just keeps wobbling everywhere.
Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen complains of a GOP attitude of
take, 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 and no give.
Meanwhile, the president will use this lull in the talks to try and win over public opinion with a news conference this morning. Ron?
Mike, Minnesota's state government is nearly back in business. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes is live.
Ron, Minnesota's Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers say they may have reached a budget deal. It would deny schools cash they had been promised, and it would convert future tobacco settlement money into cash now. The governor says he will abandon his plan to push for tax increases, Ron.
Todd, under pressure from the phone hacking scandal, a British tabloid boss has resigned. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live in London.
That's right, a resignation by a senior News Corp executive here who ran a tabloid at a time it allegedly used cell phone hacking to generate stories. Rebecca Brooks saying the firm is trying to fix past errors. News Corp is to apologize here in Britain. Chairman Rupert Murdoch calling cell phone hacking and alleged bribery of cops deplorable, but saying some of the allegations are lies. Meanwhile, the FBI, with a preliminary investigation into reports of attempt to hack the cell phone voicemail of 9/11 victims and their families. News Corp also owns Fox News. Ron?
Alistair, it's not known yet if there will be a new trial. A judge declaring a mistrial in the perjury case against former baseball star Roger Clemens after the prosecution previewed rejected evidence for the jury. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, you're a... what are you?
I'm a senior master technician.
You've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change. It is an oil change, right?
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
Please proceed.
Well, it includes a brake inspection, belt and hoses check, checking your cabin filter, your air filter, tire rotation, battery test, top off all the fluids, and a multi-point inspection with a detailed report card.
All right, it certainly seems comprehensive, this works thing. What doesn't it include?
Well, that list is probably very short.
Glove compartment. You check that?
We try to stay out of your glove box.
What about my antenna?
Whatever you need, we've got it covered. The Works Fuel Saver Package is an excellent value for routine maintenance. Stop by your local Ford dealer today and get it all for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
If we were to sum up, you'd say the Works Fuel Saver Package includes pretty much everything for one low price.
It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
If you've got data service in Oshkosh, then you've got us on your smartphone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Now is the time to get your swimming pool fixed, and the Pool Guy is there for you. The Pool Guy does pool renovations, including replastering, retiling, recoping, service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, parts, equipment, chemical sales. With over 26 years' experience, the Pool Guy gives you superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products. Whether it's time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need supplies, call the Pool Guy today, 575-6200. That's 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Crawfish season may be over at the Tap, but the Friday party continues with the return of the Tap's Peel and Eat Shrimp Boil, including the return of Shrimp Diablos. Plus, you can still get the Popcorn Shrimp Poor Boys, Fish Tacos, Filet-O-Fish Sandwiches, Catfish Plates, and more. Don't forget about the Texas Gulf Coast Oysters. Shuck just for you. Not to mention the same great happy hour drink prices going on during the boil. Make your dinner plans at the Tap this and every Friday night with a brand new weekend kickoff tradition with the Peel and Eat Shrimp Boil at the Tap.
Captain Sorensen here for Firehouse Subs Turkey Bacon Ranch.
Whoa, a ranch? We're raising livestock?
Nope, we're raising expectations.
Can a Firehouse Sub be any better?
Yep, we're always creating even tastier combinations. In fact, we've put four of the country's most popular flavors in our new Turkey Bacon Ranch Sub.
Four ringers in one sub? Man, we're stacking the deck.
We are stacking the sub and stacking it deep with steaming hot smoked turkey breast.
The best turkey ever.
Crispy bacon.
Mmm, bacon.
Peppercorn ranch dressing.
Creamy awesomeness.
And sharp cheddar cheese.
For that extra kick.
It's four of America's most popular flavors done firehouse style in our new Turkey Bacon Ranch sub.
Not sure we'll ever top this sub.
That's why I always say, our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free. Whoops. Figured out how we can improve our turkey bacon ranch sub with an icy cup of our original cherry limeade. That's my brother always thinking.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehousesubs.com.
Normandy Tractor, 0% financing, zero down payment on the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on Kubota tractors, Kubota gas and diesel zero-turn lawnmowers, and more. Normandy Tractor. Why buy used or those other brands when you could buy a new Kubota L3400 DT 35-horsepower four-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade? Save $1,500 in cash rebates, all for only $16,649, our payments of only $228 per month. Bet you can't get that on a used tractor or from those other guys. Check out the Kubota MX5100 52-horsepower tractor with the Kubota front-end loader for only $19,295 or only $263 per month after cash rebates. Normandy Tractor. Get more for your trade-ins, free delivery, three-year warranties, and much more. NormandyTractor.com for additional savings. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at allybank.com. Member FDIC.
Somewhere in America, a train rumbles through the night, past cities big and small. It carries a 150-foot blade for a wind turbine that will generate renewable energy for places along the way. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Named best in our business sector by the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for 2010. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
This is Corey Schaefer, your local Farmers Insurance agent. Are you tired of paying high insurance premiums without receiving excellent customer service? My staff and I pride ourselves in taking care of our customers. When an accident, disaster, fire, or water damage occurs, you will feel safe and secure knowing that you are covered by Farmers Insurance. Please call me today at 595-1234 and we can discuss your insurance coverage for your home, auto, business, life, and health. We are located on University Drive just down from Half Price Books. Call me today at 595-1234. Si habla español.
WTNW News Time, 6:08, 79 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today with a high of almost 100. The heat index 105. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Bryan woman has admitted driving a pickup in the Northgate parking garage and striking a crowd that resulted in one death and two critical injuries. 28-year-old Alma Martinez was charged with criminally negligent homicide for killing 21-year-old Texas A&M student Lindsay Walters. Martinez and the district attorney's office reached a plea agreement Thursday where she pleaded guilty to the felony and was sentenced to 5 years probation. Conditions include serving a week in jail each year on the anniversary of the March 2009 incident. Martinez was also given the opportunity to remove the conviction from her record if she doesn't get in trouble during the probation period. Martinez drove her pickup, considered to be a deadly weapon, at an unreasonable speed and failed to steer the truck away from pedestrians or alert them to what was coming. Brazos County jurors took almost 8 hours before deciding on the punishment in an intoxication manslaughter case. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was sentenced to 3 years in prison for causing the April 2009 crash on Welburn Road in Milliken that killed a passenger from Idaho. Van Hoos faced anywhere from probation up to 20 years in prison. Drivers in College Station had to deal with a detour for 3.5 hours Thursday afternoon. That was after College Station police closed traffic along Dartmouth between Southwest Parkway and Krennic Tap Road. Officers dealt with a man barricaded inside an apartment at the Heritage Complex on Dartmouth and threatening to harm himself. Police say the situation was resolved about 4:30 p.m. No one was hurt. The city of College Station no longer has an office dedicated to economic and community development activities. City Manager David Neely says what was a $500,000 operation will now be done out of his office.
The economic community development reorganization was my decision as a result, a feeling that we could restructure that department, move that responsibility into the city manager's office based on personnel and resources that we now have in this office, myself included, and that we can provide that function much more efficiently and cost-effectively than we are currently doing it.
Neely says he has more than 30 years and his new assistant city manager nearly 30 years experience in economic development. Four people, including Director David Gwynn, were let go and two others were moved to other departments. Unemployment continues to rise, begging the question, where are all those jobs the federal government promised to create? Congressman Bill Flores says not only does the government not create jobs, it hinders those who do.
OSHA, for instance, is going all up and down the Brazos Valley and going out to home builders and smacking them with $5,000 to $10,000 fines at each of these job sites. Well, some of the profit margin in some homes is less than $5,000 to $10,000. And so the regulators don't get what they're doing to the American economy.
Flores says the $1 trillion stimulus package spent an average of $360,000 to create one job that pays an average of $60,000 annually. In recent weeks, customers of Bryan's Electric Utility were told now was the time there would be a mass replacement of electric meters. But BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson says there's been a two-week delay.
The contractor who was responsible for doing the mass change out of the other meters is not quite set up yet. We'd hope to start July 15th, and the date now is August 1st. And so we're running a couple of weeks behind on the mass turnout of meters, but it's given us time to double-check everything. We have the antennas in place to pick up the signals.
1,500 of the new radio-controlled meters are already installed for BTU prepaid customers, but Wilkerson says all the new meters will continue to be read in person for the next several months. WTAW News Time is 6:12. That's your first look at news. It's 79 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
It's 6:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's spectacular. We have these chances of rain in here that are above 20%. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. 30% chance of showers today. Sunny and hot. Sunny and hot. Heat index about 105. 30% chance of rain tonight. 77's our low. Tomorrow, it's a 40% chance of rain. I don't care if it's Saturday. We need the rain. And then a low temperature around 80. We'll be doing about the same thing. All the way actually through Tuesday, we have either a 20 or 30% chance of rain. But it spikes tomorrow.
Oh, I love spiking.
At a 40% chance of rain. 82%
Boy.
Relative humidity.
That's darn near 50-50.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. We're
doing what we can. Wind speed southwest at 8 miles an hour. It's 79 comfy degrees. That and 82% relative humidity.
Huh?
That's just delightful.
We didn't make 80 by 6.
We have a heat index right now of 84. So that's pretty fun.
That's darn good.
All right. There
you go. There you go. Coming up in sports, 7-on-7. Boy, they played all day yesterday up until the sun went down. And today they're going to play a whole lot more. As a matter of fact, as Division I of the flag football tournament gets started today, that means A&M Consolidated plays. Navasota is still alive among area schools. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Major League Baseball as the Rangers blanked Seattle last night 5-0. And a mistrial in the Roger Clemens perjury injury trial. So they wasted a bunch of time and money, and they may start it again in September. We got that more and more coming up in sports.
Or they may not.
Yeah, they may not.
Got that double jeopardy thing that goes on in U.S. America. And I'm just not
well, he hadn't been tried yet.
I understand.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be double jeopardy because you can't be convicted twice.
From what I understand about that, mm-hmm. I mean, the prosecution, those people must be mozons.
Just unbelievable. The judge told them, don't do it. They did it.
Yeah.
Mistrial.
Yeah.
And then the prosecution says, but, judge, can't you just tell the jury just to ignore what they saw?
No.
And the judge made a neat statement. He said, I'm sorry, you can't unring the bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've heard that before, but I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. These prosecutors who are paid by government tax dollars.
Yeah, those are government employees.
I mean, seriously, I mean, I understand this is a baseball player.
But,
and this is some people think this is all a waste of money anyway, but.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, those guys should be fired, shouldn't they?
I think they ought to. Yeah, they ought to bring another team in.
I imagine they will bring another team in.
The DA will be going, bring in the lefty.
I mean, the judge says, don't do it. And they get together and say, let's go ahead and do it anyway.
It was hearsay when it was in Congress, when it was testimony there. Of course, it wasn't a trial, but anyway, all right.
Oh, well. Okay.
What probably started as a normal day at a South Carolina grocery store ended with action and intrigue.
Tonight on Action News, and intrigue at a South Carolina grocery store.
Yeah, after employees noticed a man leaving the store with several packages.
Fired up.
Yeah, he is. Well, it's Friday.
Yeah, you know.
And it just kind of flies out sometimes. Uh-huh, yeah. You know? Anytime I hear action, I think Action News.
You know it. Boy.
When news breaks, we fix it.
Well, you know, and back when they did Action News, you know, it was guys in polyester blazers holding the microphone to make sure the mic flag was right out there in front of their perfectly coiffed hair. Yeah, oh, those were the days.
That's why Scott didn't think Anchorman was the least bit funny.
I really didn't. I just knew too many.
Because he cut his teeth during those days.
I lived it.
It was too close to home.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, what probably started as a normal day. Intrigue when employees noticed a man leaving the store with several packages of tenderloin stuffed down his pants.
Oh, that'll cool you off.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
According to a police...
He's trying to beat the heat.
That's right. Report the manager confronted the man in the parking lot. Stop. Give me your tenderloin. Reaching inside his waistband and pulling out the tenderloin. That's when things got interesting. The following chain of events...
Can you say that?
From the manager's account given to police. The alleged shoplifter insisted he only had one package of meat. Then he threw several more packages of tenderloin on the ground.
I'm turning my mic off.
Me too.
Nothing good. Yeah, okay, thank you. And attempted to flee in his car.
Hang on out there, Scott.
Yeah, okay. All right. His car wouldn't start. He tried to put the car in neutral and push it for a slow getaway.
By golly, he's very slowly getting away.
The car... almost ran over another grocery store manager. This manager put a hole in one of the tars. The alleged shoplifter ran away.
Run away!
With the manager following him.
I'm sorry, people. Really.
In a car.
I know you're trying to wake up, but...
He was arrested on suspicion of shoplifting. He was taken to the hospital with chest pains in police custody.
Chest pains.
If he'd had a car that didn't weigh as much, it wouldn't have been that bad on him.
We're going to have a great time. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Info.
Mason.
You had to buy that gas guzzler, and, you know, they're pretty heavy when they run out of gas or won't start. So just saying. Something to remember.
Find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest state-certified recycling and composting facilities in the state of Texas, recycles up to 200 tons per day, from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. At BVR, we believe recycling should be simple, affordable, and convenient. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. We guarantee you'll love it. Go to BrazosValleyRecycling.com for more information.
Hey, 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's the 15th of July. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And it is Tapioca Pudding Day.
All right.
Ooh, yeah. So all after right. you enjoy your cream of wheat, polish it off with some tapioca.
That's it.
That's
and
right. Make them both lumpy.
Also, Gummy Worm Day.
Oh. Well, it'd be kind of hard to enjoy both of those then.
Together.
I thought you were going to say something about gummer.
No.
Lots of people's birthdays, too. Yeah, let's get to it. Alex Karras, the former Detroit Lion football player and actor, was on Webster. He's a 76. He's also the answer to one of my favorite sports trivia questions, which is who was the runner-up to John David Crow in the Heisman voting in 1957? The answer is Alex Karras. There you go. Actor Ken Kirchhoff, we were talking about him just the other day.
Cliff Barnes. Not going to be in
Dallas. Yeah, he's not going to be there. Wow. Yeah, he's doing something. Well, he's 76.
Well, so what? Larry Hagg was like 109.
I know, but he's got a new liver. Yeah, he's got a new liver, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. What has Ken got new, right?
Yeah.
Hair.
There you go. The Duke's little boy, actor Patrick Wayne, is 72 years old today.
Wow.
Yeah, the Duke's little boy is 72. How about that?
That would pretty much put him at daddy's age, wouldn't it?
Probably so. Yeah. Not sure how old he was.
Keep in mind, he was the son, or he wasn't the Duke's son, but he was the guy who courted the Duke's daughter in McClintock.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
And was also in a couple other Duke movies.
There you go. And Michael Vincent, the actor, is 67 years old today.
Collecting bets.
Yeah. Linda Ronstadt is 65.
Whoa.
The drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, Artemus Pyle, is 63 years old. Terry Quinn was in Lost. He played a weird dude in Lost. Also was in West Wing and Alias, is 59 years old.
Is he the bald-headed guy?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I know. Uh-huh.
Yeah, drummer Marky Ramone, a living Ramone, turns 55 years old today.
An audible sigh from Scott.
Yeah, there you go. Actor Willie Ames, he was one of the eight, and Eight Is Enough, is 51 years old.
Been here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, why?
He was Bible man.
He's a religious superhero. Yeah, there you go. Dude,
yeah, model Kim Alexis turns 51 years old. Actor-director Forrest Whitaker, I like him. I really do, and everything he does. 50 years old today. Actor Bridget Nielsen is 48 years old. And actor Christoph St. John, of course, he plays Neil in Young and the Restless. We all know that. He's 45 years old. Old today. There's probably others, but we got the weekends
Arianna,
to do.
Arianna
what else
Huffington
you
got? Is 61.
Ah, there you
Jesse
go.
The Body Ventura is 60.
Mm-hmm.
And Clive Cussler, Writer Boy, is 80.
There you go. Coming up tomorrow, Michael Flatley, the dance boy, is 53 years old tomorrow. Will Ferrell. Speaking of Anchorman, how about that? You talked to Anchorman, and here's Will Ferrell's birthday tomorrow.
There you are.
He's 44 years old tomorrow. And Barry Sanders. From Oklahoma State and the Detroit Lions, and abruptly quit football in 1999 after what, just about five seasons or so, something like that. He's 43 years old tomorrow, and actor Corey Feldman is 40 years old tomorrow. That's all I got for tomorrow.
Ruben Blaze, he's an actor, musician, kind of politician dude too, is 63.
There you go.
Phoebe Cates.
Ooh.
BB Cates,
oh,
you missed
get out
her.
Of that pool, girl.
I can't imagine you missed that.
Yeah, get out of there and dry off.
There you go. She's 48. Slowly. Bess Meyerson, who used to be Miss America. In fact, the first Jewish Miss America. There you go. A little trivia for you.
There you go.
87 years old.
I was just asking Chase the other day who's the first Jewish Miss America.
Now you know.
He didn't. As much as Chase knows, he didn't know that. There you go. Coming up on Sunday.
I was the first.
Yeah. Phyllis Diller. On Sunday, we'll be 94 years old.
How about collecting
old.
Bets?
Wow.
94 years.
How Parts
many,
of her.
How many faces has she had, do you think? My goodness. Donald Sutherland is 77 years old on Sunday. Actress Diane Carroll, who played Julia. That was a groundbreaking, obviously, sitcom, is 76 years old. Oh, I'm sorry, Chase. Golly. Let's come back to her. We need an animal sound, okay?
Okay.
Okay, there you go. Phoebe Snow will be 59 years old on Sunday. David Hasselhoff. On Sunday, we'll be 59 years old. And Mark Burnett, the producer of Survivor and The Apprentice, will be 51 years old on Sunday. And Sunday, the 64th birthday for Camilla Parker Bowles. That'd be Camilla.
Give her a cube.
One of the originals.
There you go.
And of all the things that we are wishing the happy anniversary of, we need to make sure Sunday does not pass without raising a cool beverage in salute of Willis Carrier. Oh, yeah.
He did that. Thank you, sir.
He did that air
emphasis
conditioning.
On cool beverage, yes.
I mean, you know, air conditioning, because we probably wouldn't be in this part of the world without him. That's for sure.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You gotta love my buddy Rick Santelli, another Santelli rant, the grandfather of the Tea Party movement. Here's him, if not now, when? Listen to this.
You're ready to see the United States.
Bring it on.
That's what your buddies down there are waiting.
You know what? We should pay our bills.
Right.
But the other amount, the 42 cents of every dollar we don't have, let Congress figure it out. They made the obligations.
Now.
Trouble is, there's a time and a place for this debate,
yes,
Rick.
It's not when the credit card bill is due. This is the place. We're here. If not now, when?
Amen. Amen. And by the way, did I say amen?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at allybank.com. Member FDIC.
Somewhere in America, a train rumbles through the night, past cities big and small. It carries a 150-foot blade for a wind turbine that will generate renewable energy for places along the way. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Named best in our business sector by the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for 2010. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. High today, about 99 degrees, and a 30% chance of showers today and tonight. Heat values around 105. Then tomorrow, it's a 40% chance of rain during the day. We'll continue to have the high temps. You know, have to worry about that, but an increased chance of rain, so that's kind of good. 30% on Saturday night, then 20% Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Right now, humidity is 82%. Winds are out of the southwest at 8 miles an hour. We've got fair skies. It's 79.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7. At 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
The path you end up taking in life is due in large part to things over which you have no control. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you're hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
What does the perfect water fight sound like? Is it like this? Gotcha!
Hey! Or is it like this? Take that!
It was the water fight of the year.
But even when it was over, the fun didn't stop, because Mom brought out delicious Nestle ice creamy snacks.
We had chocolatey, crunchy, drumstick cones, and ice creamy dibs bites that were irresistibly poppable.
That one's mine.
You can't have them all.
Summer's more fun in the Nestle freezer, so grab a delicious ice creamy snack at your nearest 7-Eleven.
Nestle! Forever summer!
One force that likely has more impact on your life than any other is randomness.
In love, in business, if you look back at your life, you'll find that minor unrelated events have as much or more impact as the ones that you work so hard to make happen.
Leonard Mlodinow, author of the book The Drunkard's Walk, How Randomness Rules Our Lives, says when you realize the power of randomness, you begin to understand how important persistence is in everything you do.
Persistence is an underrated and extremely important factor in life. And psychologists have also found that if you look at people who are very successful in whatever field they're in, that the number one trait that they share is persistence, even greater than talent.
Because the more you persist, the more random events and people will play into what you're doing, and that can change the outcome.
Let me give you an example. The first Harry Potter book was rejected by 9 publishers. Now, if you wrote a book and you get 3 rejections, 4 or 5, you might be discouraged by the time you get 9. And yet, good thing that she wasn't. John Grisham's first book was rejected by over 20 publishers.
We like to think that we have control over where we're headed. And so often,
we overthink and overplan. We all, you know, work very hard to make our dreams come true. What happens in life is a result both of our ability, our talent, our hard work, and of random factors and our reaction to those random factors. And what's more important is focusing on taking advantage of the random factors that come into play.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Oh, Lucy, I'm home.
You too can share the fun and joy of harvest at Messinahoff Winery, weekends July 22nd to August 20th. 5 fun weekends of tours, grape stomping, picking, wine tastings, moonlight harvest, wine dinners, and murder mystery dinners. Go to messinahoff.com. Make your reservation at 979-778-9463, extension 234. For harvest at Messinahoff.
WTNW News Time, 6:30, 79 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 99, with a 30% chance of showers in the forecast. We'll tell you more about that after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A criminal charge has been resolved from a March 2009 incident inside the Northgate parking garage that killed a Texas A&M student and injured 2 other people. 28-year-old Alma Martinez pleaded guilty to criminally negligent homicide. According to the indictment, she drove her pickup at an unreasonable speed and failed to steer the truck away from pedestrians or alert them to what was coming. Martinez crashed the truck she was driving near the pay station at the garage, killing 21-year-old Lindsay Walters. A plea agreement with the district attorney's office Thursday gave Martinez a sentence of 5 years probation. Conditions include spending a week each year in jail on the anniversary of the crash. Martinez was ordered to stay out of bars and pay a $1,000 fine, but if she doesn't get into trouble during her probation, she could get the conviction removed from her record. The punishment for a North Texas man who crashed his pickup in Milliken, killing a passenger, has been determined. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was given 3 years in prison for the April 2009 intoxication manslaughter death of a passenger from Idaho. The Brazos County jury took more than 7 hours Thursday to reach its decision. College Station police spent more than 3 hours Thursday afternoon around an apartment where a man was barricaded inside, threatening to harm himself. At 4:30, officers reported the situation resolved without being without anyone hurt. The incident at the Heritage Apartments did force a traffic detour as Dartmouth was closed between Southwest Parkway and Crennictap Road. With one exception, College Station city manager received recommendations which went into his decisions that led to eliminating 27 full and part-time positions. David Neely says removing the Economic and Community Development Office was his decision based on resources he has in his own office.
We spend about $500,000 running an economic development department currently, and with myself, which I have 30 years of economic development experience, and a new assistant city manager who has just about that much experience in economic development, I believe we are very adequately prepared to handle whatever comes our way in economic development.
2 people were moved to other departments and 4 others were let go by the elimination, including department head David Gwynn. While the federal government claims to want to create jobs, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's accomplishing just the opposite. As an example, Flores says the Occupational Safety and Health Administration is targeting residential contractors in the Brazos Valley.
Typically, what will happen is that you'll have one person who will take their harness off when they're above the first floor level of a house. And if that person, even though they may have done this job for 20 years as a framer, if they take that harness off and an OSHA inspector sees us, they'll get a ticket for that with a fine. And the fines are not cheap. The fines have actually been ramped up in the last few months.
Flores says those fines could range anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000, all but eliminating the profit margins on some residential construction. Brian's Electric Utility is ready to see the majority of 48,000 electric meters replaced. The project was originally scheduled to start this weekend, but BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson says a snag with the contractor has postponed the start for 2 weeks. Wilkerson says after the new radio-controlled units are installed, they'll be read manually for several months.
We still have meter readers going out, and they are reading the new meters. The meters are tested, just so customers will know, and are extremely accurate. These are digital meters. These are extremely accurate meters, and they come to us well-tested. We retest, and we have about 1,500 out right now.
BTU prepaid customers are already using the new meters. And Northgate Cares is the title of a first-ever campaign by 11 local agencies that will be in the Entertainment District Saturday night. College Station Police Lieutenant Billy Couch says they're trying to make life easier, safer, and reduce law enforcement activity associated with too much alcohol consumption.
If TABC represented, if there are any specific alcohol-related issues that we need answered, we can rely on those guys to help us with that. Adult probation will be on hand. Carpool, who's a good group that's very active in Northgate, it's more or less about responsibility, and we want these kids to hopefully come by and kind of look at the literature, talk to our volunteers, and see if we can help them to make the best decisions that they can make.
The volunteers and their displays will be along Patricia Street off College Main starting tomorrow night at 10 and continuing until at least 2 a.m. Sunday. WTAW News Time is 6:35, 79 degrees right now. The news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
We Texans are a proud bunch, and we're never subtle about showing our Texas pride. Bryan College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and decor. Texas Trading Post offers one-of-a-kind exclusive products made right here in Texas. Aggie-owned and operated, TXTraders.com also has A&M gifts and decor. Visit the Texas Trading Post at TXTraders.com, your online Texas superstore. That's TXTraders.com.
On Tuesday, July 26th, Celebrity Spa and Salon will host a Salonathon with all proceeds benefiting Family Promise. Family Promise's mission is to help homeless and low-income families achieve sustainable independence. From 4 to 8 p.m., Celebrity Spa will offer haircuts, feather extensions, makeup applications, polish changes, and chair massages, all free of charge with a minimum donation. The Salonathon at Celebrity Spa and Salon, Tuesday, July 26th from 4 to 8 p.m. to benefit Family Promise. Building communities, strengthening lives. Call 690-6200 to make your appointment.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:36 at Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, we're going to see a mixture of clouds and sunshine with a chance of some scattered thunderstorms. It'll be very hot with high temperatures up to 95 to 100. And there is a chance of a thunderstorm during this evening. Otherwise, some patchy clouds during tonight. Low temperature, middle and upper 70s. Sun and clouds will continue on Saturday. A thunderstorm is still possible. Temperature well up in the 90s, mid to upper 70s at night. And then partly sunny, 94 to 98 on Sunday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
First round of the British Open produced quite an interesting story, quite a neat story. As an amateur, for the first time since 1976, led a major tournament after the first round, but he's dropped a couple of shots already this morning. We'll update you on what's going on at St. George's in England. And the flag football 7-on-7 tournament continues today. Navasota's still alive, and Consol starts play today. We'll talk about that. More coming up in sports.
So is that like a guy from across the pond, or is it
yes,
American?
He's a Brit.
Guy.
He's a Brit. He's 20 years old.
His 20, name is, 20.
20 years old.
His name
is, what have we done with our lives?
He's going, hey, what's the deal here? What, links course, is there a big problem? What? Give me
his
the ball
name
to go.
His name is Tom Lewis, and yesterday he was playing with Tom Watson, who his parents named him after 20 years ago.
Oh, that's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So that was kind of a neat deal, and he shot the lowest round ever by an amateur at the British Open.
Well, there you go. So he's a trivia answer.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True. Yeah, he's having some troubles today, but we'll update you.
He's a trivia answer. Mm-hmm. All right. So a 40% chance of rain, that's about as good a news as, in, at least in one forecast, as I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
Sure
yeah.
hope that happens. I just, you know, that'd be nice. Okay. Let's. Oh, by the way, that moon out there. Did y'all see that moon?
Yeah, we got one.
That's the Buck Moon, and if you remember.
Buck Moon.
That's Cotton,
yeah,
that's
I remember
Cotton
him.
Weeder's uncle. Man.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Buck Moon. Boy, he could tell a story.
He could.
Oh, man.
He could. Well, Uncle Buck, I mean,
that's,
you know,
right.
that's what we're talking about right there.
He wasn't speedy like Cotton. You
no.
know, he was,
no.
Yeah,
no.
he was pretty much a lineman. He one could pancake
those,
you, though.
One of those fellas that even after he shaved, he still needed to shave.
Yeah.
That's right.
Got the the Indians had a better name for this moon, though. They called it the Thunder Moon. I kind of like that. But we could use some thunder with the moon. Is that possible? Can we, you know, just to rain a little bit, huh? Would you do that for us? So do you think the president's getting cabin fever? Do you realize how long he's been in D.C.?
I think that's why he's so grumpy.
I think so.
Could be it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, he got a little testy with that Cantor guy the other day, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. He said...
out of my way. There.
Well, yeah.
Rush this morning, you know, addresses his attitude lately, and one of the lines that he uses in there, you'll hear it, I guess, in about 45 minutes, is that he's trying to duck around Michelle to sneak some junk food, I believe was a line that was used.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that and a smoke. Oh, you think, you know, get out there. Get in the Rose Garden. Bring me my pack. Get out in the Rose Garden. Smoke a couple of butts, and we'll be good. But for the second time this week and the third time in 17 days, the president will hold a news conference at the White House. Going to one more time try to make his arguments for this deal. And you know what's kind of interesting?
He doesn't like the media until they start writing about stuff. Then they
asking him questions.
Asking him questions.
The very idea that they would ask him
questions. Wide, wide world of sports, is that all about?
That's
make
right.
you think that you can do that.
I just want you to get my story out. No questions. Yeah.
Well, they're not talking today. They're taking the day off.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the day off. That way he can relax a little bit. But tomorrow they are going at it again. Now, here's the deal. Part of the discussion has to do with this Eric Cantor fella. Now, you know, the head of the Republican Party is supposed to be the fella with the good tan and the pastel ties who still smokes. And Eric Cantor really has got a lot of people behind him, and those people behind him are the Tea Partiers. And, I was talking to a guy the other day. He said, freshmen in high school, freshmen in college, and freshmen in politics all get treated the same. Sit down, shut up. If we want to hear anything from you, we'll let you know. And they call them backbenchers pretty much in D.C. The problem is a lot of these backbenchers are Tea Party people, okay? That's one element. The other element, of course, is you know what the number one job of any politician is. Number one job of any politician, boys, to get reelected.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, so you can
I mean,
get
sure.
in there and get reelected again.
Yeah, sure, fine, we'll do something for you, but my job is to make sure I get reelected. Well, there is a job security among these Tea Partiers that is a little bit different. I mean, they've got strong support back in their district for the most part. They don't have to worry about getting voted out unless they don't do what they promised they would do, which is stop this foolishness. So those backbenchers kind of have a little bit of influence. And their champion is Eric Cantor. And that's the reason that we're hearing more and more about Cantor. And Cantor's in the middle of this. And why Cantor felt like he could speak to the president that way. Because he does believe that he has a responsibility to those Tea Party members. So that's where we are. Because other than that, it's always the same thing. It's brinksmanship. We go right to the very last second and then, oh, we struck a deal. Well, you know what? Tea Partiers don't like that so much. They kind of would like to see the system change. So I find it's interesting. But, you know, the phrase they're using now is, are you ready? Trust deficit. There's a trust deficit out there.
Oh, is that the difference between what they need to get done and how much we trust them to do it?
Well, no, it's that they don't trust each other.
Oh, I thought they were referring to us.
No, there's no. They don't really care about us. No, it's about them. Now, what's interesting is, officially on neither side, is there any kind of written documentation? Nothing floating around that would be the president's plan, and there's not anything officially that's the Republicans' plan. You know, nobody wants to do that. And in the old days, or if you're in the Texas legislature, you'd look at that budgetary cannon, you'd kick it down the road, figuring things would be better. I believe we know about that deal in Austin. We just finished kicking the can down the road a little bit. The problem is, but Texas has a very dynamic economy. Problem is, there's not much of a dynamic to the U.S. economy that's positive. So they'd love to be able to kick this can down the road, but things aren't looking good on the old national economy front. And we were talking about yesterday, Bernanke's saying maybe we need to stim three. You know, we're going to have to stimulate the economy one more time. Babies on life support as it is right now. So they can't really kick it down the road hoping that the economy is going to improve because, I mean, I'm not an economist and I don't play one on the radio, but I don't think I've seen anything that makes us feel like the economy is getting better on the national level. Oh, but wash your ears out with this. The president is about to celebrate the big 5-0, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And boys, we can be there. What
or
do we have to do?
At his party?
Spend money. That's right. All it takes is money. He's going to have his, he's going to be in his hometown on August the 3rd. That's the day after, you know. What if we're in default? Is he going to go ahead and fly to Chicago, or is he going to take the bus?
I was going to ask which hometown.
Yeah. That's right. Be Chicago, that hometown.
They can pay for gas for Air Force One.
Yeah, they can, they can't they?
Yeah, can't send that Social Security check
yeah.
out.
And staff.
Can. Yeah.
Got to get the staff out there.
Uh-huh.
Loves the smell of that
That's
airplane.
Right. Yeah. And golly, it's time for Michelle to take another trip, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Talk about cabin fever.
Yeah,
my
she's
goodness.
Been back. That's true. Anyway, yeah. August 3rd, that's a day before his birthday, to celebrate his half century, he'll be with fundraisers at the Aragon Ballroom. Ticket prices of $50 per person, all the way up to the federally allowed $38,500 per couple. I'm going to guess that the $100 a couple folks don't quite get the access that the folks who are paying $38,500 to.
Just you're going to be right by the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
sorry. Sorry.
By the way, $50 ticket will get you a seat for the 4 o'clock concert that probably is going to feature the newly reduced Jennifer Hudson. For $10,000, though, you get preferred seating at the show, meaning you can actually see the act, and a souvenir photo with the president at a reception.
Oh, is it a cardboard cutout?
I'm not sure.
For $10,000, it'll probably be him.
Yeah.
If for $50, you'll get to pose with a cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
Either that, or you'll just stand in front of a green screen.
Or it could be that you get to stand there talking to someone, and the cutout is behind you.
Right.
So you get to be in the shot with the cutout
of mingling with the president.
Something like that. Okay, the 2-week stalemate's over. They reached a budget deal in Minnesota, so they're going to open the government back up again.
Oh.
You know why? I guarantee you why. And it was the beer thing. I mean, because as we told you yesterday, Miller Coors was going to have to take their beer off the shelf in Minnesota, in every store in Minnesota, because they hadn't done their paperwork. You take that and you put it together with the fact that the Netflix price increase is going to kick in pretty soon.
You can't allow people to sit at home, watch movies, and drink beer.
That's right. That's exactly. Well,
now you've gone to meddling.
You want them to do that. It's when that Netflix gets too high and you take their beer away.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, then they start paying attention. Then they start getting angry. Don't worry about the taxes. Just make sure you can get them placated with alcohol and video.
Yeah, about the worst thing that could happen for the federal government right now, or any government for that matter, would be for every television network except 24-hour news networks to go away.
Yeah.
And prohibition to kick back in.
Yeah, actually.
The last thing you want is a sober and entertainment frustrated starved populace.
Yeah. Well, actually, you could say All News and Lifetime, if those were the only two networks there, or Oxygen,
yeah.
if those are the only networks.
Oprah.
That's right.
Yeah, bring her back.
But
yeah.
Nonetheless,
she's got her own network.
Yeah.
Now.
The fact that Netflix and they were running out of beer in Minnesota shows that they're understanding what they need to be doing to keep the masses quiet.
We need to fix this before people start paying attention.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This may seem like an odd time of year to be chatting about ground covers, but in reality, it's one of the better times. Plants set out in early fall will have the best chance to get established before next growing season. Let's explore the facts and the fantasies about this useful group of landscaping plants, ground covers, right after this important message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? The fact is, you probably do, and I hope you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions, carrots, peas, collard and mustard greens, broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. There's nothing better than fresh, juicy, Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn, Texas blueberries, and pecans. Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market, it doesn't get any better. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmer's market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Support Texas agriculture and local business. Again, the website, TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. You might begin by asking, what is a ground cover? Any low plant that covers bare soil and contributes to the overall good looks of its landscape could be considered to be a ground cover. Technically speaking, then, turf grass is such a plant. In fact, if grass will grow in a particular spot, it will almost always be the easiest choice for that space. Don't be fooled into thinking that other ground covers are less work than grass. That's usually just not the case. Why do we use ground covers in our gardens? Well, first and foremost, we use them when we can't get grass to grow or when it would be difficult to maintain the turf. Heavily shaded areas are classic examples. Unless you get 4 hours of sunlight to the soil surface daily all summer long, no grass is going to survive. That's absolute fact. Even St. Augustine, if sunlight's lacking, no fertilizer, no miracle soil additive, no heroic grass is going to come to your rescue. The second place that calls for a ground cover would be on steep slopes where you'd have a difficult time mowing and maintaining grass. That same thinking would go for a long, very narrow area where you'd have inordinate amounts of hand trimming. Clumping ground covers might be much easier. However, putting beauty before function, there are many times when we use ground covers just because they look great. We use them as natural transitions between shrubs and turf. They become the next to the bottom step of our landscaping ladder. We carve out small spaces where they can add varieties of colors and textures. Ground covers are going to have to grow in the same locations for many years, so good soil preparation is critical to their success. Remove all of the existing vegetation, use a rear-tine tiller to pulverize tight soil, and then incorporate several inches of organic matter, peat, compost, manure, bark mulch, and so forth into the soil. If you're rototilling near trees, take care not to hit and damage the major roots. Ground covers are grown and sold in a variety of container sizes. Quart and 4-inch potted plants will be large enough to stand on their own. Smaller pots are better used in spring planting since their smaller root balls are more vulnerable to winter cold. Your nurseryman can recommend spacings for the type and size of the ground cover you choose. Remember to mention if you're planting on a slope. Those plants should be set closer together to hold the soil, and they probably ought to be larger plants. There are some wonderful ground covers. I would suggest you go in and talk to your local nurseryman. I'd look for a certified or master certified nursery professional and say, here's what I have. What's the best ground cover for me? I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks so much for listening. Happy gardening.
Time for sports. Good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Atkinson, Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Well, there was plenty of flag football at the state 7-on-7 tournament that started yesterday at Penberthy Field at Texas A&M. The day full of Division II games found the Navasota Rattlers the only Brazos Valley team still standing to play today. After beating Princeton and then losing to Ballinger, the Rattlers scored in the final 8 seconds to beat Industrial to advance to the championship bracket of the division. They'll play this morning in that 32-team bracket starting at 9 a.m., when they play Hitchcock. The Consolation Championship and the championship game of Division II will move to Kyle Field starting at 1:15 today. Not as good a day yesterday for Cameron, Rockdale, or Lexington as they all ended their summer football in the late round of consolation play. In their fourth games of the day, Cameron was ousted by Gatesville, Rockdale by Whitney, and Lexington lost to Riker. So 16 teams move on to the second round of the consolation bracket this morning. Again, that starts at 9. Now, the Division I 64-team bracket starts play at noon today. That's 5A and 4A schools, and A&M Consolidated, the only area team involved, as they play Houston Chavez at 2. Then they'll play Cy-Fair at 4, then Dallas Jesuit at 6. Belton is the only other District 12 5A team that qualified for the state tournament. The Division I consolation and championship games will be played at Kyle Field tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock. Well, the headline after the first round of the British Open did not involve Rory McIlroy. The U.S. Open champ and tourney favorite struggled somewhat with 3 bogeys and just 2 birdies for an opening 1-over-71 at Royal St. George's. The story was 20-year-old Tom Lewis, a British amateur who shot a 5-under-65 to share the first-round lead with Thomas Bjorn. Playing with another Tom Watson yesterday, Lewis made history by shooting the lowest round ever by an amateur in the Open and became the first non-pro since 1976 to lead a major tournament after any round.
Obviously excellent to be at the top of the leaderboard, but Thomas Bjorn's at the top of the leaderboard as well, and there's loads of people on 4-under, 3-under, so obviously I'm still going to have to play well. Hopefully I can carry on doing what I'm doing, and hopefully it'll work by the end of the week.
Now, they've started round two, and here's what we have. Bjorn has just teed off about 10 minutes ago. He's still at 5-under. A couple of Americans, Lucas Glover and Ricky Barnes, are on the course at 4-under. So is Spain's Miguel Jimenez. Lewis is 2-over for the day, 3-under for the tournament, so he's having some struggles after 11 holes. Masters champ Charles Schwartzel is 3-under par, just 2 back. McIlroy doesn't tee off until a little after 8 o'clock. And Phil Mickelson, even yesterday, still even after 12 holes today. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers stopped their 3-game losing streak and the East Texas Pumpjacks 6-game winning streak last night in a wild way. The Bombers fought back from a 4-0 deficit and a 7-4 deficit to beat the league-leading Pumpjacks 8-7. The Bombers head to Acadiana to play the Cane Cutters tonight and tomorrow and come back home Monday to host the TCL All-Star Game. Texas Rangers out-hit Seattle 12-5 and blanked the Mariners 5-0 last night on the coast to start the second half of the season. Josh Hamilton had a home run.
Josh swings and hits one well to right field. Ichiro is going back. On the track, he turns, he looks, and that ball is history. Hamilton hits one out just to the left of straightaway right. His 12th home run of the year, and the Rangers have a first inning 1-0 lead.
And they won it 5-0. They'll continue that 4-game series tonight. The last place Astros open a 3-game series at Minute Maid tonight with Pittsburgh. Aggie baseball slugger Tyler Naquin is officially a first-team All-American, named by Collegiate Baseball Insider after he led the nation with 104 hits this year and was the Big 12 Player of the Year. Aggie pitcher Ross Stripling was an honorable mention, and both will be back next year for the Aggies. And Aggie track star Jessica Beard is one of 3 finalists for the Bowerman Award for track and field. It'll be awarded in San Antonio December the 14th at the Coaches Convention. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does your business want to go green and not know how? Let Brazos Valley Recycling help you. BVR, one of the largest state-certified recycling and composting facilities in the state of Texas, recycles up to 200 tons per day, from cardboard to concrete and everything in between. At BVR, we believe recycling should be simple, affordable, and convenient. Try BVR's new Think Globally, Act Locally program free for 30 days. We guarantee you'll love it. Go to BrazosValleyRecycling.com for more information.
Vote for turkey. Vote for bacon. Vote for ranch. Vote for...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What are you doing? You're Firehouse Subs spokes captain.
Sorry.
just cheering on my favorites.
Well, turkey doesn't need a cheerleader. It's already the best-selling sandwich meat.
And bacon. Who doesn't love bacon?
And ranch, the most popular dressing in the whole nation.
What about cheddar? Can I cheer for cheddar?
Cheddar's already the number one cheese, at least here in the U.S. of A.
Tell you what, Pops, you can promote our turkey bacon ranch sub. It's chock full of steaming hot smoked turkey breast, melted sharp cheddar, plus crispy bacon and peppercorn ranch dressing. It's four of the country's favorite tastes, made even better, all in one bite.
Okay, how's this? Try Firehouse Subs Turkey Bacon Ranch. Our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free.
That's better. And Pops, don't forget to mention our refreshing original cherry limeade. It's liquid shade.
Well, okay, but you're going to have to start paying me. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen, firehousesubs.com.
Remember this? I was a mess. My weight had risen. My numbers were not good. Every time I looked in my closet, I saw four different sizes of clothing. I just didn't feel good. That was me exactly 1 year ago. Today, my weight reduction stands at 101 pounds. Thanks, Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent and the team at Brazos Bariatrics. Call Brazos Bariatrics at 774-3232 for additional information. Or go to BrazosBariatrics.com.
Want independence from high equipment prices? Well, Sioux Falls Freighter has lowered the prices on one of our most popular tractor packages. Right now, save over $3,300 on a John Deere four-wheel drive, 32-horsepower compact tractor with front-end loader and a 5-foot rotary cutter. Save now on our John Deere 3032E tractor with a 305 loader with a Frontier RC 2060 rotary cutter. Hurry to one of our...
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. 18 days to go until the government deadline to raise the debt limit. Still, no deal. And today, no face-to-face negotiations between President Obama and congressional leaders. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
Bill, for stalemate is how House Speaker John Boehner is describing these talks.
There's just too many people in there pouring cold water on virtually every idea that gets thrown on the table.
Today, congressional leaders will take several proposals back to their members for discussion, ranging from $4 trillion to $1.5 trillion. President Obama on station KYW-TV threatening to make Congress give up its August recess if no agreement is reached.
We are not going to let Congress go on August recess, have a one-month vacation.
That would affect the president, too, who's moving forward with plans for a big birthday blowout in Chicago August 3rd. Later this morning, the president holds a news conference. Ron?
Mike, the Libyan opposition recognized as the legitimate authority of Libya. That from the delegates of more than 30 countries meeting in Turkey, a formal announcement due today. The move, an upgrade in the diplomatic status of the Libyan opposition, adding to pressure on Muammar Gaddafi to stand down. A spokesman for Prime Minister David Cameron says former British tabloid editor Rebecca Brooks made the right call resigning today as head of News International. Brooks becomes the latest casualty in the accusations against News Corp newspapers of cell phone hacking.
It was inevitable she had to go, and she gave the resignation statement that should have been given a week and a half ago.
Tom Watson is a Labour Party member of Parliament. The FBI now investigating whether U.S. 9/11 victims were involved. News Corp also owns Fox News. That's all, folks.
Good way to end the series. Sad that it's all over, though.
And he had just come out of the theater in New York where Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 had just finished. More than 6,000 theaters sold out midnight shows for the last film in the Harry Potter series. Wall Street futures are on the rise ahead of the opening bell today. Yesterday, the Dow lost 54 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at allybank.com. Member FDIC.
Somewhere in America, a train rumbles through the night, past cities big and small. It carries a 150-foot blade for a wind turbine that will generate renewable energy for places along the way. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Named best in our business sector by the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for 2010. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year?
like your age is catching up with you. Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987. Complete Nutrition.
Is your backyard ready for summertime entertaining? Or are you building a new house and want the perfect outdoor kitchen or fireplace installed? Look to Line Home Products. They sell and install fireplaces, outdoor grills, gas logs, fireglass, plantation shutters, and blinds. If you want a great team of subcontractors with years of experience working in the Brazos Valley, call Line Home Products at 324-1200 or visit linehomeproducts.com for more information. Aggie-owned and operated, class of 95. Line Home Products.
Captain Sorensen here for Firehouse Subs Turkey Bacon Ranch.
Whoa, a ranch? We're raising livestock?
Nope, we're raising expectations.
Can a Firehouse Sub be any better?
Yep, we're always creating even tastier combinations. In fact, we've put four of the country's most popular flavors in our new Turkey Bacon Ranch Sub.
Four ringers in one sub? Man, we're stacking the deck.
We are stacking the sub and stacking it deep with steaming hot smoked turkey breast.
The best turkey ever.
Crispy bacon.
Bacon.
Peppercorn ranch dressing.
Creamy awesomeness.
And sharp cheddar cheese.
For that extra kick.
It's four of America's most popular flavors done firehouse style in our new Turkey Bacon Ranch sub.
Not sure we'll ever top this sub.
That's why I always say, our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free.
Whoops. Figured out how we can improve our Turkey Bacon Ranch sub with an icy cup of our original cherry limeade.
That's my brother. Always thinking.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehousesubs.com.
Howdy, this is State Farm Agent Brenda Keith, serving the Brazos Valley for over 28 years. We live in a rapidly changing world, but some things never change. My staff and I are always prepared to help you and our policyholders during difficult times of loss and tragedy. We are your friends and neighbors. Thank you for voting us best insurance agent in the Brazos Valley for the past 6 years. Call us today to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your current insurance needs at 260-9734 or email me at brendakeith.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 79 degrees right now at the studios. 30% chance of showers today, right at 100 once again for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Bryan woman has admitted driving a pickup in the Northgate parking garage. And striking a crowd, which resulted in one death and two critical injuries. 28-year-old Alma Martinez was charged with criminally negligent homicide for killing 21-year-old Texas A&M student Lindsay Walters. Martinez and the district attorney's office reached a plea agreement Thursday where she pleaded guilty to the felony and was sentenced to 5 years probation. Conditions include serving a week in jail each year on the anniversary of the March 2009 incident. Martinez was also given the opportunity to remove the conviction off her record if she doesn't get in trouble during the probation period. Brazos County jurors took almost 8 hours before deciding on the punishment in an intoxication manslaughter case. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was sentenced to 3 years in prison for causing the April 2009 crash on Welborn Road in Milliken that killed a passenger from Idaho. Van Hoos faced anywhere from probation up to 20 years in prison. Drivers in College Station had to deal with a detour for 3.5 hours Thursday afternoon. That was after College Station police closed traffic along Dartmouth between Southwest Parkway and Krennic Tap Road. Officers dealt with a man barricaded inside an apartment at the Heritage Complex on Dartmouth who was threatening to harm himself. Police say the situation was resolved about 4:30 p.m. No one was hurt. City of College Station no longer has an office dedicated to economic and community development activities. City Manager David Neely says what was a $500,000 operation will now be done out of his office.
The economic community development reorganization was my decision as a result of feeling that we could restructure that department, move that responsibility into the city manager's office based on personnel and resources that we now have in this office, myself included, and that we can provide that function much more efficiently and cost-effectively than we are currently doing it.
Neely says he has more than 30 years' experience and his new assistant city manager nearly 30 years' experience in economic development. Four people, including Director David Gwynn, were let go and two others were moved to other departments. Unemployment continues to rise, begging the question, where are all these jobs the federal government promised to create? Congressman Bill Flores says not only does the government not create jobs, it hinders those who do.
OSHA, for instance, is going all up and down the Brazos Valley and going after home builders and smacking them with $5,000 to $10,000 fines at each of these job sites. Well, some of the profit margin in some homes is less than $5,000 to $10,000. And so the regulators don't get what they're doing to the American economy.
Flores says the $1 trillion stimulus package spent an average of $360,000 to create one job that pays an average of $60,000 annually. In recent weeks, customers of Bryan's electric utility were told now was the time there would be a mass replacement of electric meters. But BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson says there's been a two-week delay.
The contractor who was responsible for doing the mass change out of the other meters is not quite set up yet. We'd hope to start July 15th, and the date now is August 1st. And so we're running a couple of weeks behind on the mass turnout of meters, but it's given us time to double check everything. We have the antennas in place to pick up the signals.
1,500 of the new radio controlled meters are already installed for BTU prepaid customers, but Wilkerson says all the new meters will continue to be read in person for the next several months. And College Station Police and representatives of 10 local agencies will be in Northgate Saturday night for a first ever effort to reduce problems that come with drinking too much. Lieutenant Billy Couch says the Northgate Cares event will be held during the late night hours to show patrons the impact of too much alcohol.
The dangers of binge drinking, the dangers of overconsuming, things that the kids may need to know about. We're going to have some volunteers with a portable breath test machine. We're going to have a rollover convincer out there, which is more or less a truck with a hydraulic system that is on a trailer, and they simulate it rolling like a rollover crash. They'll use dummies to kind of illustrate what would happen if you're involved in a rollover without wearing seatbelts. The dummies will be thrown around or even thrown out of the truck.
Displays and volunteers will be set up tomorrow night from 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Sunday along Patricia Street off College Main. Couch says similar events are in the works during football season and next spring. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 79 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zwirneman Flooring. By now, you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zwirneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zwirneman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zwirneman Flooring today at 776-2800.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Temperatures will be remaining quite...
Nah, see, that's not the right one. Yeah, okay. I loaded the wrong weather. All right, I'll tell you the weather, by golly. I can do that. High temperature today is going to be 100. Actually, what Deb was going to say is about the same. But we got a 30% chance of showers today, tonight.
Woo-hoo!
40% chance of showers on Saturday. Then, I know you might have outdoor activities planned, but we need the rain.
Yeah. So
hope it doesn't mess your world up too much. But
your umbrella and your slicker with you. And
something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, going to continue to do that. Highs right around 100, low temperatures right around 80, but 20 or 30% chance of showers for the balance of the weekend, Saturday all the way through Tuesday. Right now, what'd you say it is?
79.
Yeah, we're hanging.
Just very comfortable.
Sure, it's 86 heat index, so enjoy.
Yeah, well, they might get a little rain over on the 7-on-7, but that would be okay if they keep the lightning away, because they're going to start at 9 o'clock this morning again with the Division 2, and then Division 1 starts at noon. That's A&M Consolidated. We'll talk about that. And the British Open, we'll bring you updated on the leaderboard there as they're about halfway through the first round already. That and more coming up in sports.
Now, we want to make sure that everybody who stood in line, I guess they're not showing they're not showing movies now at the movie place. Now at 7:14, are they?
No, I don't. I think Okay. Yeah, that was like from midnight to 1 or something.
Well, actually,
like that.
I think they added one at 3 o'clock.
Oh,
this
did
morning.
They?
Yeah, there
yeah.
were there were people. Tucker said that there were people as he drove past this morning. Uh-huh. There were people in the parking lot.
Wow.
You think they're doing a focus group or
no?
They were in the movie.
They were in.
You mean in the movie
theater.
House?
Yes.
Wow.
So they had to pop up extra popcorn, didn't they?
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah, fill that butter urn up again, you know?
Now, I want you to know, we did talk to some people who had been to the movie, and I was able to find out a little bit about it.
About the movie.
And I don't want to be a spoiler too much for you, but if you're kind of on the fence, who could be on the fence about seeing this? I mean, right?
Right.
I don't think anyone is.
Either will or you won't.
You're either there or you're not.
The Deathly Hallows turns out to be nothing more than poison ivy. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Just poison ivy.
Yeah. The Hogwarts Academy finally allows wizards of all diversities in there. That's available.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbledore, is that his name, Professor Dumbledore?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Played by Zach Galifianakis in this final. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, really?
Not. Yeah, that's true. And also, all the former prisoners of Azkaban are going to be transferred to Guantanamo.
Scott's trying to.
Are you
funny.
Joking? You are. You're joking.
You didn't know after the first one, really?
I know so little about it. I'd go with you on all of this. I didn't.
Actually, probably what we do find out is they're going to make 3 more prequels because J.K. wants some more money,
right?
Because she needs it.
Wait, did they lower the debt ceiling or do they?
Well, I think there was some discussion about that.
Was there?
Neville devises a spell to in fact lower the debt ceiling.
Ah, yes.
So as long as they do that, and there's Harry Reid standing there next to Harry Potter going, has he done it yet?
And they get it all by canter.
Sure. Very nice. Hey, here you go. The crew of the International Space Station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're having toity problems.
Oh, no. Yeah. Right there on the last mission.
Did they tell him to jiggle the handle? I mean,
Hey.
Yeah.
Scott's got a plumber for you.
Yeah, I do. Right. No, I don't anymore. He retired.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to go find you.
Golly, you finally called him enough times.
That's
he
right.
retire, right?
The crew is having
gave him enough plugs on the radio.
That's right. The deal is backed up space toity.
I heard what you did there.
Thank you. Uh-huh. After some head scratching and a bit of tinkering, the astronauts and mission control concluded errant air bubbles have clogged up some of the $90 million orbital commode's delicate plumbing.
Well, shoot. In space, kind of like the ocean, now, though. I mean, really.
We already know there's plenty of space junk out there.
Yeah, really.
Do they have a plunger? I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know if that would work very well.
And
I certainly don't know that it would end very well.
No, because it wouldn't go down.
So be it.
Wouldn't you like to be the last person who used it when it was functioning properly? And then everybody blames you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What'd you do?
That much? You used that much paper? You had to. Okay.
You had to go back for more space enchiladas, didn't you?
Who brought the astronaut Mexican food? Now, there's never been a discussion of that before. Has it? I mean, as you develop the space menu.
Yeah.
I mean,
of astronaut Mexican food?
Well, do they take?
Oh, they've got to, don't you think?
I suppose.
They've got everything.
Small little compartment.
We're pretty much three amateurs talking about something like that. Why don't we'll leave that to people.
Take that into consideration.
Hey, here's an interesting story. Dylan Smith, teaching a cheerleading class last Saturday in Rhode Island, shortly after his class was over, police say he was doing some tumbling on his own. And one particular move, he landed and leaned back into a secured door. The door gave way. He fell 4 stories.
Oh, dear.
But while he was in midair, he did a backflip in an attempt to land on his feet, and that move probably saved his life.
My.
Now, he fractured his pelvis, but he's already back up on his feet using a walker, but he might have landed on his head had he not had the presence of mind to do a flip while he was falling.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
they call him Catman, right?
Holy.
This guy needs to be training military people if he's that calm under pressure.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Hey, a new Gallup poll finds out that if they could have only one child, most U.S. Americans
would have only the second.
Would pre-
yeah, really. Exactly. Can we just get to the one that's a little bit easier?
Yeah. I didn't mention that. Well, you see the bumper sticker. If I had my choice, I'd have my grandkids first, right?
Right, yeah.
Anyway, they said they would prefer to have a son rather than a daughter. 40% favored a son, while 28% said they would rather have a daughter. 26% said they really wouldn't care. Either gender would be fine with them. Those numbers pretty consistent in polls that have been going all the way back to 1941. Gallup noted that age, sex, and education levels were all significant factors in how people responded. American men, rather than women, drive the preference for male children. They favor a boy over a girl by 49 to 22. American women don't have that similar proportionate difference between the two genders.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You know,
I think cost might have something to do with that, too.
Let's go ahead and roll out a poll that's going to create more daddy issues.
Here we
okay?
go. All right, here we go.
You
got one? You ready? Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, 49 to 20, this survey says that 49 to 22, yeah. American men would rather have a son.
Yes.
So if you're a girl and you already feel like, you know, dad either A, abandoned you, or you're just distant or something like that, well, that's why he's just one of those 49% that would have a
now
son.
Now I got the numbers to back up what I was feeling.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So, you know, continue writing in your journal.
Yeah, more.
Yeah, well, I still. It still has to have a lot to do with cost. I mean, you go to the mall, look what the guys wear and look what the girls wear, and tell me which one costs more.
Yeah, okay? Well, that's getting closer.
Oh,
yeah.
My friend.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Clothes are just such a small part.
Yeah, I know. But you're not.
Every passing day, I discover new and exciting things about being a father of a daughter.
Because, yeah, you know what? Guys wanting to get married, pretty much kolaches and beer will do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not to the really expensive clothes yet, Chase.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just talking about the drama.
Okay, he's already feeling pretty good, Tom. Anything else? Want to pile on
yeah.
this boy?
Yeah, and by the way, Tom, what are you, an expert in this, Mr. Two Sons?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, no, but
pump the brakes there, Charlie.
That's right.
I think I'm closer than you.
I know, but I think I might be accurate here. Just
but anyway, the numbers again, 40% to 28%. Mm-hmm. Which is, hey, TSA is giving us a break. Have you heard? Don't you feel better? Don't you feel?
I did hear.
They're going to shorten the groping time?
No, you could be one of the lucky people that get to go through quicker. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
The lottery?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. You know, what's kind of interesting is Donald Rumsfeld got the full treatment of Chicago O'Hare yesterday.
Oh, and that put an end to that. Yeah,
I bet he's squinting.
Well, here's the problem is he's got two titanium hips and a titanium shoulder, so he's beeping no matter what, okay?
Good grief. Was he Steve Austin?
No, he used our money. Uh-huh. Really. The bionic secretary.
Was this Panetta's first call? Was it from the former
no,
defense
this
secretary?
Is, yeah, really. Said, do you realize what I just had to go through? Yeah.
He's not Ross Perot.
Yeah, well, he sounds a lot like him. Anyway, the agency, obviously, we had the lady who got arrested the other day because of the what she thought was a pat down of her daughter that was inappropriate, little babies. We've heard that one. Anyway, they now are moving toward, you ready, risk-based, intelligence-driven security screening.
That sounds a lot like profiling.
Yeah, it does. And you know what? Profiling's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you got to fill out a bunch of paperwork and give them a lot of information to get on the list. To be eligible for the list.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And what it means, and you still got to go through the metal detectors. You just might not have to take off your shoes or take your laptop out and stuff like that. And it's sort of an express lane is what they say.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. See, I don't want an express lane.
Yeah.
I don't want some people to be able to falsify information perhaps and slip through the cracks. I want you to profile the people. Yes, and I said that.
You did?
I want you to profile the people who flew the planes into the buildings. I want you to profile the people who strap explosives to women and blow themselves up, or strap explosives to their poor and blow themselves up with the promise of some ridiculous afterlife experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I want you to go after. But, you know, that's wrong.
Well,
because we could make them feel poorly about themselves. But you know what? The last time I checked, it wasn't babies in diapers or little old ladies that flew planes into buildings and killed 4,000 people.
More and more, this is you'll experience this in the larger airports. I experienced it in one, and they do now have people who will just go by and they'll say, "How are you today?" as they walk down the line, and those folks are specially trained.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have tells out there, and they're doing the best they can to see those tells, and that is a kind of a profiling that's low
yeah.
key.
If they ask you, just say fine, thank you. Don't say fine.
The program begins.
I'm really nervous.
I'm fine. Fine. The program begins this fall.
Can I take this much gel on the flight?
Program begins this fall at Delta hubs in Atlanta and Detroit, American Airlines hubs in Dallas and Miami.
Oh, my God. I think this is 7 ounces.
Well, no, if you'll notice now, in the stores, they have little things that say they have a little airplane on them.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, so it's pre-measured.
Like squirt
right?
it out in your hand and measure it.
Okay, so I can take my deodorant out of my overnight kit and
yeah.
with the plane on it go.
Yeah.
7:24. All right, before we go to the break, you got what? Yes.
I love the shoes that say airport friendly. By the way, because you know what, I still got to take them off.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the TSA agent telling me.
I don't know about this.
The tag on my hush puppy said airport friendly.
They got shoes that are airport
friendly.
Really?
I don't
they
know
say
this.
That.
Yeah, where have you boys
are
been?
Are these expensive like Jordans now? I mean, they,
yeah, I'll sell you a pair for $1,000, slightly used.
No, I haven't seen.
Where do you see the advertisement that it says? Is it on the box?
It's usually a tag hanging on the shoe that says airport friendly.
I guess I haven't bought shoes. Wow, really? Okay.
Huh. Wow, I'm sorry. I have to go and run my other route now. I could educate you boys.
We'll talk about that later. We will.
Just Brakes.
What's Just Brakes charge for pads and shoes?
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels, including a lifetime warranty, machining rotors and drums, and inspecting your brakes for just $99.88.
All that for $99.88?
Yes, the warranty even includes parts and labor.
$99.88 for pads and shoes that'll never cost another dime?
Just Brakes, we really do care.
Most vehicles. Additional repairs at additional costs are required or suggested on most cars. $6 shop fee extra. See store for limited guarantee terms.
At Forrester Tile, our objective is to set ourselves apart from our competition by providing our customers with quality selection and superior installations and service. This is Sharon at Forrester Tile. We have been in business since 1957. We take pride in being the best. Attention to detail, knowledge, flexibility, and outstanding service. Call me today at 823-0379 or come by our showroom at 108 Bazell in Bryan. Forrester Tile Company. Tile, it's all we do, and we do it the right way.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com. 99 for a high today. Heat value about 105. There'll be a 30% chance of rain today and tonight. It's up to a 40% chance of rain tomorrow, 30% on Saturday night, and then 20% all the way through Tuesday. And again, temps will stay about the same. That is highs around 100, lows around 80. Humidity's 82% right now. We have fair skies, and we got 80 degrees.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
White House spokesman Jay Carney had a rough session with reporters on Wednesday. They were chafed over the exclusion of TV crews and print reporters from a debt ceiling meeting Obama had with congressional leaders. When asked why they were excluded, Carney made reference to recent Obama press conferences where, and it's a quote, people shouted questions at Obama. The answer didn't sit well. Chip Reed of CBS said it was absurd to suggest that because reporters asked questions, Obama banned TV cameras. Another incredulous reporter asked Carney to clarify if the reporters were banned because they misbehaved. You better believe it, pal. Obama's the one. A messiah can banish you staff pukes at will. Apparently, Obama's Wednesday meeting with congressional leaders didn't go so well either. Obama stormed out of the room after he and Eric Cantor had a verbal exchange. Cantor reportedly was seeking a smaller stopgap deal because the parties are so far apart. After lecturing Cantor and warning him not to call his bluff, whatever that means, Obama shoved back and said, I'll see you tomorrow. Stormed out like a child. Or if you prefer, like a man-child. Look, we need to have some compassion for the president. He's stuck in deficit and debt meetings with Republicans. He'd rather be out on a golf course or shooting hoops or ducking out of Michelle's range to find some junk food. It's hard work that he's got, especially for this president. Seems the strain is getting to him.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
With Ally Bank's 24/7 live customer care, you can speak with a real person, not a machine, anytime you want. If you need to know the latest and greatest interest rate at 1 p.m. or check your account balance at 4 a.m., it's no problem. Just press 0 to speak with a knowledgeable customer care associate who will help answer your questions. Plus, we post our wait times right on our website, so not a moment of your time is wasted. When it comes to banking, who wouldn't love that? Learn more at AllyBank.com. Member FDIC.
Somewhere in America, a train rumbles through the night, past cities big and small. It carries a 150-foot blade for a wind turbine that will generate renewable energy for places along the way. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Named best in our business sector by the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for 2010. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Has your employment status changed? AMCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss AMCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact AMCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call AMCO today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 80 degrees right now at the studios. On our way to a high today of almost 100 with a 30% chance of showers. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A criminal charge has been resolved from a March 2009 incident inside the Northgate parking garage that killed a Texas A&M student and injured two others. 28-year-old Alma Martinez pleaded guilty to criminally negligent homicide. According to the indictment, she drove her pickup at an unreasonable speed and failed to steer the truck away from pedestrians or alert them to what was coming. Martinez crashed the truck she was driving near the pay station at the garage, killing 21-year-old Lindsay Walters. A plea agreement with the district attorney's office Thursday gave Martinez a sentence of 5 years probation. Conditions include spending 1 week each year in jail on the anniversary of the crash. Martinez was ordered to stay out of bars and pay a $1,000 fine. If she doesn't get into trouble during her probation, Martinez could get the conviction removed from her record.
The punishment for a North Texas man who crashed his pickup in Milliken, killing a passenger, has been determined. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was given 3 years in prison for the April 2009 intoxication manslaughter death of a passenger from Idaho. The Brazos County jury took more than 7 hours Thursday to reach its decision. College Station police spent more than 3 hours Thursday afternoon around an apartment where a man was barricaded inside, threatening to harm himself. About 4:30, officers say the situation was resolved with no injuries reported. The incident at the Heritage Apartments did force a traffic detour as Dartmouth was closed between Southwest Parkway and Crinic Tap Road. With one exception, College Station's city manager received recommendations which went into his decisions that led to the elimination of 27 full and part-time positions. David Neely says removing the Economic and Community Development Office was his decision based on resources he currently has in his office.
We spend about $500,000 running an economic development department currently, and with myself, which I have 30 years of economic development experience, and a new assistant city manager who has just about that much experience in economic development, I believe we are very adequately prepared to handle whatever comes our way in economic development.
Two people were moved to other departments, and four others were let go with the elimination, including Department Head David Gwynn. While the federal government claims to want to create jobs, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's accomplishing just the opposite. As an example, Flores says the Occupational Safety and Health Administration is targeting residential contractors in the Brazos Valley.
Typically, what will happen is that you'll have one person who will take their harness off when they're above the first floor level of a house. And if that person, even though they may have done this job for 20 years as a framer, if they take that harness off and an OSHA inspector sees us, they'll get a ticket for that with a fine. And the fines are not cheap. The fines have actually been ramped up in the last few months.
Flores says those fines could range anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000, all but eliminating the profit margins on some residential construction. Bryan's electric utility is ready to see the majority of 48,000 electric meters replaced. The project was originally scheduled to start this weekend, but BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson says a snag with the contractor has postponed the start for 2 weeks. Wilkerson says after the new radio-controlled units are installed, they'll be read manually for several months.
We still have meter readers going out, and they are reading the new meters. The meters are tested, just so customers will know, and are extremely accurate. These are digital meters. These are extremely accurate meters, and they come to us well-tested. We retest, and we have about 1,500 out right now.
BTU prepaid customers are already using those new meters. And Northgate Cares is the title of a first-ever campaign by 11 local agencies that will be in the entertainment district Saturday night. College Station Police Lieutenant Billy Couch says they're trying to make life safer and reduce law enforcement activity associated with too much alcohol consumption.
If TABC represented, if there are any specific alcohol-related issues that we need answered, we can rely on those guys to help us with that. Adult probation will be on hand. Carpool, who's a good group that's very active in Northgate. It's more or less about responsibility, and we want these kids to hopefully come by and kind of look at the literature, talk to our volunteers, and see if we can help them to make the best decisions that they can make.
The volunteers and their displays will be along Patricia Street off College Main starting tomorrow night at 10 and continuing until at least 2 a.m. Sunday. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 80 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
It's Saturday morning. You've got a toothache. You need to get in touch with your dentist, and you need to do it fast. You want to talk to a dentist. You call the office. There's nobody to answer because it's the weekend. What good does it do when you want to talk to somebody and all you get is an answering machine? You need to talk to a person to find out the next available time that you can see the dentist. If you're in the medical field, Think about this. Answering machines drive customers away. People want access. They want immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 a day, Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Brian 800 Answering Service will always be here locally in town with live people answering calls when you're away and when you're in need. There are no long-term contracts required, so get in touch with Brian 800, their answering service. That's Brian 800 Answering Service. They are locally owned and operated. Call them at 775-4800 or click Brian800.com.
Whether you're in the market for a new or used car, or you're looking for a friendly and trustworthy car service center, think Caldwell Country Chevrolet. You won't find a friendlier staff. Click CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country, just a conversation away.
Let us take your breath away. That's what we specialize in at Old Bryan Marketplace. Hi, this is Grant Conley. I'd like to invite you to Old Bryan Marketplace to see for yourself. For years, my family store has been adding special touches to homes in the Brazos Valley. Home decor, gifts, furniture, and more. Items that stimulate your creative senses. Bring a friend, take a break, and relax in our friendly store. Old Bryan Marketplace in historic downtown Bryan.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, we're very hot again. High temperature 95 to 100 with a mix of clouds and sun and a scattering of thunderstorms out there, especially to the south and southeast of us. Tonight, chance of a thunderstorm this evening, then some patchy clouds. Low temperature 74 to 78. Sun and clouds tomorrow, upper 90s. Widely scattered thunderstorms around in the 70s at night, and then partly sunny and well up in the 90s during Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, updates on the British Open about who's leading as they're into the second round of the British Open at the Royal St. George's in southeast England. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about 7-on-7 football as they're going to get started playing again at 9 o'clock this morning. That and the Rangers win again. That and more coming up in sports.
It's a 7:39. Hey, I don't know if you heard about the little girl who was a young lady who worked at the carnival. She was a small girl. She was about 5'2".
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what a terrible flashback we've got going here.
Weighed about 90 pounds.
I'm waiting to wake up.
And so she was getting ready to go out and sweep the park, and, mm-hmm. and in the midst
of... Oh, she was the janitor? Yeah. I think you failed to mention that.
Well, she was part of her job. And she starts putting rocks into her pockets.
Really? I mean, rocks in her pockets?
She fills her pockets with rocks.
Why did she put rocks in her pocket?
The manager of the carnival said that very thing. He said, what are you doing putting those rocks in your pockets to go out there and clean the park? She says, now I weigh me down to sweep. So,
Oh, man.
You were talking.
I wish we had something to give away for you listening to that.
But alas, we don't.
No, we don't.
So, and again, thanks yesterday to Russell for calling in and letting us know that he had been by the movie theater and he reported to us. We thank you for
doing
that.
That's right.
Because we need people to be our eyes and ears out there when we're trapped here in the studio and we can't see what's going on outside. I do.
I have a window. Well, you know, there's not much traffic.
For it being
everybody taking Friday off?
20 till what could be. And it's a little hot anyway, I mean, already. Now, you were telling us about airport-friendly shoes. Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
So now, what, you go to the shoe-atorium and they have little tags hanging off the boxes. Is that it?
Yeah. I'm really surprised you didn't do this during the break, during your break. Airport-friendly shoes.
Yeah, I did, and it had something to do with foot odor, and that really wasn't what I was looking for.
Really? Yeah. I mean, because the first thing that pops up for me is, probably the most well-known shoe website out there.
Yeah.
Oh, U.S. Carrots?
I buy shoes from them, and I don't, I mean, maybe it says that on
there. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shame on you, Mr. You should buy locally.
Oh, no. That's, you know, well, there are very few locally owned shoe stores. And you know,
Under Dress, just right here on...
Under Dress?
Under Dress Shoes.
Dress Shoes.
Oh, there's 24 pair of men's shoes. 16 loafers, 8 Oxfords, only 1 pair for women.
Okay.
But
and they all say airport friendly on them?
Well, but it's the category. I mean, that's the first thing that popped up when I Googled it.
Oh, you Google airport... But, I mean, within that website... You say airport friendly, and
if I click on an attractive pair of shoes that I like here, Let's see, product information. One of the bullet points underneath says airport friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, there's no metal in the shoe is all it means. There's no aglets that would or eyelets that possibly could set it off. There's no steel in the toe or anything along those lines.
Hello.
Hey, guys, the 7-on-7 this morning starts at 8, according to the website.
Okay, thanks. Hi there.
Okay.
Hello.
Yay, what's up?
Hey, I just had a question about a couple of news stories you had on this morning.
Well, we're always here to try to answer questions for you.
But you had two different stories on. You had a story about a girl who accidentally killed somebody at the parking garage.
All right.
And then you had the story of another guy who got in an accident and killed a guy from Idaho.
Right.
And you had... The question I have is the sentencing. You know, the one got 5 years probation and the other got 3 years in prison, and I'm just wondering what was the difference between
I understand. Okay. Well,
that would have to be one pleaded guilty to intoxication manslaughter.
Okay.
And then the other worked out a plea agreement with prosecutors, and I'm sure there's some we could get into some hair splitting there as far as what the difference is, but we'd have to know the intricacies of the agreement and plus all the facts of the case. I mean, we don't know what factors were at play here. Yeah, I mean, but yeah, there's some pushback based on the verdict in the Northgate Garage case. So,
and certainly
based on the punishment.
And we may be a vehicle for that reaction, but also watch for your local newspaper. They may have something about that. Guys, you've heard about anorexia, which typically affects women,
right?
Starve themselves, whatever, trying to get that perfect female body. 1 in 5 men have manorexia.
Really?
Manorexia. This would be guys who feel the pressure to be rail thin type male models. Quote, the pressure on guys these days to have the perfect figure. Every guy listening is smirking as he's driving. Is similar to that which continues to affect women. Losing body fat and getting that six-pack. Sir, most people who are at least over the age of 30 are looking for the other kind of six-pack, to be honest with you. Manorexia, boys, there's a new name for it. Hello.
On your previous caller, I think one of those guys, it wasn't his first rodeo. As far as the sentencing.
I got you. There may have been some circumstances before that. Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, I appreciate that. And again, we don't want to get out in the weeds too much with this. Did you hear? Yesterday we told you the story about the on-again, off-again Marine Corps ball story.
Yeah, was a new update?
Yep.
Okay.
She's going.
Really?
Yep.
Well, good for her.
The Marine, the guy named Scott Moore, he had via YouTube... ask Mila Kunis to go to the Marine Ball with him in North Carolina. And she said she would. And yay, yay, hooray, hooray. See, they got a movie coming out this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden yesterday we get the story, no, she won't be able to go because of some filming conflict in her schedule. Well, of course, obviously there was a little bit of negative publicity that came out over that. For fear that she was going Hollywood. And now they've said, no, that was a big, quote, misunderstanding, unquote.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She will be there.
Okay. Some former assistant is now looking for a new client.
That's right. How in the world could you have ever let them know that was going to happen? But nonetheless, we're all good there. Did you hear about the two jets at Logan Airport that clipped each other?
Oh, gosh. Oh,
yeah.
What happened?
This last night, they had to move 278 passengers and 14 crew out of there and get them onto other planes. One person went to the hospital, not seriously injured. Okay, so lots of airlines charge hefty baggage fees, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But if they lose your luggage, do you get reimbursed? Guess again, under new federal rules about to kick in, the airlines are supposed to reimburse passengers for baggage fees if the bags are lost and pay consequential damages when the baggage is late. But when you read the fine print, it's clear the airlines only have to pay when the bags are lost for good. What? Well, when they go into a wormhole or what? I mean, they'll show up eventually.
They go to the next dimension.
Yeah. The loophole is the rules, as far as the rules of making this some sort of a cash cow for the airlines. Nearly 31 million bags are misplaced or rerouted every year.
Wow.
And unless you kick up a fuss, the airline will look to not pay you any kind of reimbursement for that. So just in case. And again, of course, more and more people doing carry-on. So you kind of have control over your situation.
When I one of the smartest things I ever did, as far as airline carry-ons and stuff like that, that I thoroughly enjoy doing, is backpack.
Oh. Do that backpack thing, do you?
Yep. Yeah. And
it
smartest
in the bin, right?
Smartest decision I ever made.
Uh-huh.
Smartest airline carry-on decision I ever made. Easily transported. Don't have to worry about little wheels getting caught or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's right there. Your arms are free.
Yeah, and you're up and out. You're not,
and,
not
I mean,
slowing up
just,
the cleaning process.
Just smart decision on my part, so, if you don't mind me patting myself on the back.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Getting a sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, no thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
It's a common problem in many homes today. Disrespect, refusing to consider each other's opinions, interrupting when someone's talking, never apologizing for a mistake. It sounds like I'm talking about children, but parents, I'm actually referring to us. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Maybe you've seen it, a parent spewing anger or yelling careless words to control a child. You may have even done it yourself. I have. It's an easy trap to fall into. After all, such methods do create compliance, at least for the moment. But does it really make sense for parents to demand respect by acting disrespectfully? Disrespect is an attack on a child's self-worth. Parents who scream, belittle, interrupt, and lecture will erode the connection between them and their child. As author Josh McDowell says, rules without relationship equals rebellion. Disrespect from a parent will lead to less compliance from a child, not more. Another important consideration is what a parent's behavior models. As you've probably already noticed, kids don't need help learning how to be disrespectful. But that's why it's even more important for a parent to remain in control. It teaches the child how to resolve conflict respectfully. With two boys of my own, I understand how tough it is to raise kids. But parenting with respect not only shows a child how deeply we value them, but conveys the importance of respecting others as well. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You want two things from your spray painting project, right? You want it to look great, and you want it to last. That usually takes two products, a primer and a paint. But not anymore. New Krylon Dual Paint and Primer does both jobs. So in just one easy step, you get great Krylon color and a finish that lasts like you primed it. Krylon Dual Paint and Primer in one for a great look that lasts. Krylon, make it yours. Available at Walmart. Save money, live better.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. One more look at sports, and it's brought to you by Awards and More. Let's take a look at the British Open first and tell you what's happening right now. You know, after day one, there was a two-way tie at the top between Thomas Bjorn and amateur Tom Lewis. That's right. The story yesterday was Tom Lewis, who shot a 5-under par 65 to tie Bjorn late in the day. It was the lowest round ever at the British Open by an amateur in the 140-year history of the British Open. Also, he was the first person since 1976, amateur that is, to lead a round of a major championship. But now they're into the second round, and Bjorn is having a tough, tough start. The co-leader bogeyed number 2, 3, and 4, and he is 3 over for the day now through 4 holes and 2 under now for the tournament, so he's dropped back. Lewis is 2 over for the day and 3 under for the tournament, and he's through 14 holes. Tied for the lead right now, and in the clubhouse, American Lucas Glover, the former U.S. Open champion, he shot a 70 today. He's 4 under after 36 holes, and Darren Clark shot a 68. He is also 4 under after 36 holes. Miguel Jimenez just started his round. He's even and 4 under, but he's just played one hole. American Ricky Barnes is 3 under par on the course, just one shot back. So is American Jeff Overton, and Phil Mickelson is 1 under for the day, 1 under for the tournament through 16. This is the second round of the British Open. Lots of flag football at the state 7-on-7 tournament that started yesterday at Penberthy Field at A&M. The Division II games found the Navasota Rattlers the only Brazos Valley team still standing to play on today. They beat Princeton, then lost to Ballinger. Then the Rattlers scored in the final 8 seconds to beat Industrial yesterday, and they advanced to the championship bracket of the division. And they are playing this morning in that 32-team bracket, and indeed, the caller was right. They are starting at 8 o'clock, so just about 7 minutes from right now, where the Rattlers will take on Hitchcock. The consolation championship and the championship games will move to Kyle Field starting at 1:15 today. It wasn't a good day for Cameron Rockdale or Lexington from the Brazos Valley as their summer football ended with consolation losses. So 16 teams move on to the second round of the consolation bracket this morning. And again, that will start at 8 o'clock with the championship, then the consolation bracket. Now, at noon today, the Division I 64-team bracket starts playing. That's 5A and 4A schools. A&M Consolidated, the only area team involved, as they'll meet Houston Chavez at 2 o'clock, and then they'll play Cy-Fair at 4 and Dallas Jesuit at 6. Belton Tigers are the only District 12 5A other than Consol that qualified for the state tournament. The Division I consolation and championship games will be played at Kyle Field tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock. Again, that 7-on-7 getting started here in about 5 minutes over at the Penberthy Fields. Brazos Valley Bombers stopped their 3-game losing streak and the East Texas Pumpjack 6-game winning streak last night in a wild one. The Bombers fought back from 4-0 deficit and a 7-4 deficit to beat the league-leading Pumpjacks 8-7. The Bombers scored 4 in the 4th to tie it, and then after going down 3 more in the 8th, used 2 singles and 2 walks to lead to their 8-7 lead as Garrett Shepard closed it out in the 9th. The Bombers head to Acadiana to play the Cane Cutters tonight and tomorrow and come back home Monday to host the TCL All-Star Game. Texas Rangers outhit Seattle 12-5 and shut out the Mariners 5-0 last night on the coast, and now they have a game and a half lead in the American League West over the LA Angels. One of the home runs was from Nelson Cruz.
High fly ball, well hit to right field. Ichiro is back. He is at the wall. He jumps up, and that ball is history. A home run for Nelson Cruz. Just over Ichiro, his 21st homer, and it's 2-0 Rangers.
They'll continue that 4-game series tonight. The Astros open a 3-game series at Minute Maid tonight with Pittsburgh. The judge has declared a mistrial in Roger Clemens' perjury trial after prosecutors showed jurors evidence that the judge had ruled out of bounds. District Judge Reggie Walton said the former star pitcher could not be assured a fair trial after prosecutors showed jurors evidence against his orders in the second day of testimony. Walton has scheduled a September 2nd hearing to determine whether there will be a new trial. And finally, Texas Arlington is the newest member of the Western Athletic Conference. The University of Texas System's Board of Regents voted to accept an invitation during a meeting yesterday in Austin. UTA will leave the Southland Conference for the WAC, starting with the 2012-2013 season. They will be the third school that does not compete in football. The Mavericks compete in 14 sports, including basketball and baseball. And that's your look at sports. Good morning. I'm Tom Turbeville for Awards and More. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Do you need office space that's close to campus or the new health science center? The suites at Aggieland Business Park, the area's newest and greenest executive office complex. These suites are located just past the airport on FM 60, about a mile past, in a very nice setting, rural landscape, big old oak trees there. The buildings, however, are very high-tech. In fact, GCON is already out there, so is Terracon Engineering and Greenvax. They all have office space out there, and you can, too, in this area that is on the grow right now. And this is a great time to get in touch with Jim Jett, because if you need a build-a-suit situation, give him a call, see the property, talk about what your opportunities are. Or if you're looking for office space, they have office suites there that are really large enough that you can subdivide them into a couple of offices. You can have your administrative person up front if you want to do that, or it can be two offices, and you can use the shared administration because they do have administrative support available for you. Big, spacious floor plans, and right now is a great time to customize those. Plus, there's a lot of storage. There is room for you to grow. There's access to a high-tech conference room, plus full kitchen and bath. All this on the property there already. This is a series of buildings that are going to be built. First building's done. You get a chance to see what's there, and you can get your space and get it slotted out right now. Any place from 500 square feet up to 50,000 square feet, and it is ready to go for you to have a look at. It's a smart choice. Give them a call at 571-4341, 571-4341. Let Jim tell you about that, or you can click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
For all of your residential and commercial roofing needs, think Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer. You can count on quality when you work with Lone Star Roof Systems, with lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. Lone Star Roof System adheres to a very tight code of quality, service, and professionalism. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie-owned and operated, click MyAggieRoofer.com.
Normagy Tractor, 0% financing, zero down payment on the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on Kubota tractors, Kubota gas and diesel zero-turn lawnmowers, and more. Normagy 5150.
I'm Ron Flatter. They won't talk to each other, but they'll talk amongst themselves about the debt debate and President Obama and congressional leaders holding separate news conferences. Live at the White House, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
That's right. Well, there's no meeting today. Congressional leaders are going back to their caucuses for discussions. Yesterday's meeting, more calm than Wednesday's. The White House denies the president stormed out of that one, but the president tells KYW-TV he did tell the GOP to
stop playing games and to solve this problem. And I was very blunt with him.
House Speaker John Boehner says the talks just go round and round.
But when we get into the specifics, well, we can't do this and we can't do that. And, oh, no, we have to spend more here and we need to spend more here.
Meanwhile, the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's warns the nation's credit rating may be downgraded if there's no agreement. And even if there is, it may be downgraded anyways if there is not enough deficit reduction. Ron?
Mike, consumer prices dropped 0.2% last month, mostly because gas prices went down. The United States and more than 30 other nations have declared that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's regime is no longer legitimate, now recognizing the rebellion. Thousands of theaters were sold out for overnight showings of the last Harry Potter movie. They were in New York and also in Los Angeles, where Fox News Radio Sabrina Sabah is live.
The last overnight screening just let out, and Harry Potter fans here, although tired from being up all night, were excited about being among the first to see the final film and in IMAX 3D. The crowd was made up mostly of teenagers dressed not in full wizard costumes, but some film staples like scarves. For the most part, people here love the film, but were sad they don't have another one to look forward to. The screenings for today are also mostly sold out, though, so if you don't have a ticket already, you might not get to see the film until Saturday or even Sunday. Ron?
Sabrina, a 5.5 earthquake has hit near Tokyo. It was about an hour ago. We don't have any reports of damage, but some high-speed trains were reportedly stopped. A nuclear plant in the area was already shut down, reportedly for routine maintenance. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
By now, you've heard about Votocracy on the radio, in the newspaper, and online. So why aren't you part of it yet? With Votocracy, you can run your own presidential campaign, support someone else's, take part in daily polls, and watch as a political phenomenon unfolds. Thousands of people are coming to Votocracy.com every day, making it the fastest-growing political social network in the country. See for yourself and get involved today at Votocracy.com. That's VOTOCRACY.com.
It's time for the Brazos Valley to have local news in high definition. Tune to ABC 40 weeknights at 10 p.m. for local news now in HD with Ann, Bruce, Matt, and Tiffany. Not sure how to get our HD signal? Find us on Suddenly Channel 720, DirecTV Channel 40, your antenna TV Channel 40. ABC 40 takes storm tracking to a new level like never before with Tornado Predictor Max HD. Watch the ABC 40 Night Beat tonight and see the difference.
Normandy Tractor, 0% financing, zero down payment on the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on Kubota tractors, Kubota gas and diesel zero-turn lawnmowers, and more. Normandy Tractor. Why buy used or those other brands when you could buy a new Kubota L3400 DT 35-horsepower four-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade? Save $1,500 in cash rebates, all for only $16,649. Our payments of only $228 per month. Bet you can't get that on a used tractor or from those other guys. Check out the Kubota MX5100 52-horsepower tractor with the Kubota front-end loader for only $19,295 or only $263 per month after cash rebates. Normandy Tractor. Get more for your trade-ins, free delivery, three-year warranties, and much more. NormandyTractor.com for additional savings. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
The best place in town to live may be the one place you haven't explored. Traditions Club. No other subdivision comes close to the natural setting that is Traditions. Texas hill country terrain, winding creeks, huge old growth trees, and beautifully shaped lots await your new home. Or choose from many garden homes. A new clubhouse, Jack Nicklaus designed golf course, friendly, Aggie-loving neighbors, and all that's missing is you. TraditionsClub.com.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
WTAW News Time, 806, 82 degrees right now at the studios. Knocking on the door of 100 for a high today, but a 30% chance of showers in the forecast. That'd be kind of nice. We'll take a look at your weather coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, winner of the prestigious Top Gun Award. Call 775 775- 0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A Bryan woman has admitted driving a pickup in the Northgate parking garage and striking a crowd that resulted in one death and two critical injuries. 28-year-old Alma Martinez was charged with criminally negligent homicide for killing 21-year-old Texas A&M student Lindsay Walters. Martinez and the district attorney's office reached a plea agreement Thursday where she pleaded guilty to the felony and was sentenced to 5 years probation. Conditions include serving 1 week in jail each year on the anniversary of the March 2009 incident. Martinez was also given the opportunity to remove the conviction off her record if she doesn't get in trouble during the probation period. Brazos County jurors took almost 8 hours before deciding on the punishment in an intoxication manslaughter case. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was sentenced to 3 years in prison for causing the April 2009 crash on Welburn Road in Milliken that killed a passenger from Idaho. Van Hoos faced anywhere from probation up to 20 years in prison. Drivers in College Station had to deal with a detour for 3.5 hours Thursday afternoon. That was after College Station police closed traffic along Dartmouth between Southwest Parkway and Krennic Tap Road. Officers dealt with a man barricaded inside an apartment at the Heritage Complex on Dartmouth who was threatening to harm himself. Police say the situation was resolved about 4:30 p.m. with no one hurt. The city of College Station no longer has an office dedicated to economic and community development activities. City manager David Neely says what was a $500,000 operation will now be done out of his office.
The economic community development reorganization was my decision as a result of feeling that we could restructure that department, move that responsibility into the city manager's office based on personnel and resources that we now have in this office, myself included, and that we can provide that function much more efficiently and cost-effectively than we are currently doing it.
Neely says he has more than 30 years experience and his new assistant city manager nearly 30 years experience in economic development. Four people, including Director David Gwynn, were let go and two others were moved to other departments. Unemployment continues to rise, begging the question, where are all these jobs the federal government promised to create? Congressman Bill Flores says not only does the government not create jobs, it hinders those who do.
OSHA, for instance, is going all up and down the Brazos Valley and going after home builders and smacking them with $5,000 to $10,000 fines at each of these job sites. Well, some of the profit margin in some homes is less than $5,000 to $10,000. It's the regulators don't get what they're doing to the American economy.
Flores says the $1 trillion stimulus package spent an average of $360,000 to create one job that pays an average of $60,000 a year. In recent weeks, customers of Bryan's electric utility were told now was the time there would be a mass replacement of electric meters. But BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson says there's been a 2-week delay.
The contractor who was responsible for doing the mass change out of the other meters is not quite set up yet. We'd hope to start July 15th, and the date now is August 1st. And so we're running a couple of weeks behind on the mass turnout of meters, but it's given us time to double check everything. We have the antennas in place to pick up the signals.
1,500 of the new radio controlled meters are already installed for BTU prepaid customers, but Wilkerson says all the new meters will continue to be read in person for the next several months. And College Station police and representatives of 10 local agencies will be in Northgate Saturday night for a first of its kind effort to reduce problems that come with drinking too much. Lieutenant Billy Couch says the Northgate Cares event will be held during the late night hours to show patrons the impact of too much alcohol.
The dangers of binge drinking, the dangers of overconsuming, things that the kids may need to know about. We're going to have some volunteers with a portable breath test machine. We're going to have a rollover convincer out there, which is a more or less a truck with a hydraulic system that is on a trailer, and they simulate it rolling like a rollover crash. They'll use dummies to kind of illustrate what would happen if you're involved in a rollover without wearing seatbelts. The dummies will be thrown around or even thrown out of the truck.
Displays and volunteers will set up tomorrow night. Will be set up tomorrow night from 10 until after 2 o'clock Sunday morning along Patricia Street off College Main. Couch says similar events are in the works during football season and for next spring. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 82 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney is our guest coming up next on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better.
delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair, as well as a 24-hour immediate response service. Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Your local Mr. Electric has recently been recognized with the prestigious Top Gun Award, given only to the best Mr. Electric franchises. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran-owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
Hey, let me tell you what Suddenlink is up to now. And you're hearing this for the first time from us today. It's called Suddenlink To Go. That's right, Suddenlink To Go. Suddenlink just keeps getting better, and they're making it easier for you to find and watch movies, videos, clips online with Suddenlink To Go. Now, any Suddenlink customer can take advantage of Suddenlink To Go. It's this new online video service from Suddenlink, and it's available free, to customers who subscribe to Suddenlink services. Customers can watch more than 120,000, you heard it, more than 120,000 clips, movies, shows, anytime, anywhere in the U.S., on the computer, any computer, for free. You just go to suddenlink.com/2GO. That's right, suddenlink.com/2GO, and you choose what you want to watch. You sign in with your Suddenlink online account, and you're ready to go. I tried it as soon as I found out about it, and it is fantastic. You'll never miss anything. Things you thought you'd missed, well, you won't miss now because you'll find them on Suddenlink To Go. So now you got Suddenlink To Go. You got, of course, the high-speed Internet. That's what Suddenlink To Go, where you find it. You got the telephone service, and, of course, you got the cable TV service with the DVR and the video on demand. So Suddenlink, like we said, they just keep getting better. You want more information, call them at 1-800-915-1866 and ask about what's new. Suddenlink To Go.
813, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Through today, we're going to see a mixture of clouds and sunshine with a chance of some scattered thunderstorms. It'll be very hot with high temperatures up to 95 to 100. And there is a chance of a thunderstorm during this evening. Otherwise, some patchy clouds during tonight. Low temperature, middle and upper 70s. Sun and clouds will continue on Saturday. A thunderstorm is still possible. Temperature well up in the 90s, mid to upper 70s at night, and then partly sunny, 94 to 98 on Sunday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
814, boys, you can take the rest of the morning off. I'll be back to you in about a half an hour. You know, it's Friday. It looks like the doctor's office. You know, got a lot of stuff to do. Carl Mooney will be in just a minute, a member of the College Station City Council. We'll talk about the retreat that they just had and some other things that are going on. Craig's here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yep. You brought a guest with you?
I sure did. I have Mike Newman here from the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial, and he is the president on the board currently.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Tell us what we got going on.
Well, this is an important time of year for the foundation. We're coming up on our August 15th deadline for the submission of names to be added to the honor wall at the memorial. There are currently 4,366 names on the wall in the primary memorial, which is located in the Lewis L. Adam Plaza out at Veterans Park. And we have room for 6,000 more names. And each year we try to get as many veterans that have any association whatsoever with the Brazos Valley. We're not terribly restrictive. If you have a relative or a friend who served in the Armed Forces of the United States and you want to honor them with a name on that wall, we're more than happy to have them.
Well, and also a tremendous pool with Texas A&M classmates. There's certainly a connection there. So what's the process if you want to get a name added to the wall?
It's very, very straightforward. We do have a website. That is www.bvvm.org, and you can go to that website and download the form for adding a name. There is a fee of $100 that primarily goes to the engraver, the stonemason, and you fill out the form and submit it. You can mail it to Post Office Box 11055, College Station, 77842, and we will make sure that it gets on the wall and gets on the wall correctly.
Now, how are they associated? How are they put onto the wall? They put on there by, in other words, is there a it's added chronologically? Like there'll be all the names that are added since last year are grouped together that way and alphabetically within that time period. Is that how that's done?
Yes,
just so
sir.
People can just so people can locate the name easily.
Right, and we also have there in the park a little computer station and a kiosk in the Travis Bryan Pavilion where they can go and look up their name and find out exactly which panel it's on and then go find it on the wall.
Okay, so $100, and the deadline again is August the 15th, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
What else we got going on?
Well, currently we've got a really outstanding exhibit that the Brazos Valley Art League is putting on. It's called That Was Then, This Is Now, and it's a progression of, you can see an artist's works from the beginning when they started a long time ago into their current work. So it's pretty interesting to see how the artists have developed from many years ago into what they're doing now. Sometimes they're doing completely different things. Some are doing sculpture when they start off in watercolor. It's pretty quite interesting. But the main attraction we got coming up is going to be in August. We have an outstanding sculptor. His name is Carol Ziegler, and he is a wood sculptor. He does these fantastic abstract kind of very gestural, long wooden sculptures, and he does them out of different types of wood, mesquite, mahogany, oak, you name it. And then also we're going to pair him up with a Western oil painter named Susan Sheets out of Houston. And she's regionally known across the country, and she's outstanding. And what's really going to be interesting about this exhibit is that Carol's wife, Nell, who is part of the Texas A&M Horticulture Society, is going to partner floral arrangements with each sculpture.
Oh, how fun.
So we're going to have three types of art in this one show. It's going to be just fantastic.
And where is that show going to be?
It's going to be at the Spirit of Texas Bank Gallery in the Art Center on Dartmouth Street at 2275 Dartmouth Street in College Station.
And what are the dates of the show will be there?
It's going to be 2 months. It's going to be the entire month of August and the entire month of September. The show opens on August 11th, and it'll be from 6 o'clock till 7:30 is the opening reception.
Okay. Y'all have a very active website. If folks want more information, where do they go?
They go to www.acbv.org.
Okay. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Yep. We visit with the folks from the Arts Council on alternate Fridays. It's time now for the Dow Jones Industrial Report. It's brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day with spring.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flinnigan with Spring Insurance. While the market ups and downs may keep you awake at night, you should never lose any sleep wondering about your insurance coverage. At Spring Insurance, we specialize in commercial insurance, making sure that you have the right coverage at the right price. From general liability and commercial property to workers' comp and health insurance. Visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com. That's springinsurancebcs.com or call 777-4459. Remember, it's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Good time to dive in. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. If you've wanted a pool or a hot tub at your home, check out the prices now. SmartMoney.com says the pool industry is offering dramatic discounts because of the floundering housing market. Sales of in-ground pools are down 75% from their peak in 2004. And as more Americans adjust to the idea of staying in their homes for the long term, some speculate the swimming pool may be due for a comeback. A backup plan to cut the federal deficit and keep the government from default is gaining momentum, even as President Obama and congressional leaders pause their negotiations to try to reach a deal. The so-called Plan B is taking shape in quiet discussions between Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell. Futures are higher in spite of a warning from Standard & Poor's that it might downgrade U.S. debt. S&P futures up 4 points, NASDAQ futures ahead by 12. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, folks. This is Dennis Miller, and I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. Here's your chance to get started with a sneak peek at today's question. One of Britain's greatest naval commanders lost one arm and sight in one eye, but never shook this incurable vocational sickness. What did he suffer from throughout his life whenever he worked? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
Do you live in the country or in an area where there's no high-speed internet? Are you tired of dial-up and waiting forever to get your email or trying to surf the web? Your wait is over. Now, high-speed internet is available almost everywhere. Now you can go to websites at the click of a mouse, and no more waiting. Do your banking, pay bills, surf the web like it's supposed to be, and best of all, no more waiting. So now is the time for you to get high-speed internet. Call Starfire at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. And start surfing the web. Call right now and get free basic installation. Call Starfire today for details at 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 279-2788 or 1-800-432-DISH.
823, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Jay Sokol's here this morning, City College Station. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you.
Okay, you brought a guest with you. Do you have something first before we begin?
No. I'll let you get straight to the guest.
Okay,
we have City Councilman Carl Mooney today.
Okay. Do you want to wear the communal headphones or not? It's up to you. It's whatever you're comfortable with.
Are they disinfected?
Yeah, we do. Got the hand sanitizer. We can do that. Carl Mooney joins us this morning for his second visit since being on the council. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Earlier this week, the mayor was on, and she touched upon this, and I'd kind of like to get your view. Y'all had a retreat, opportunity. Can you hear me?
Yeah, out of one side.
Yeah, that's it. They're cheap headphones. They only work on one side. You had your retreat and opportunity to talk over some things. So this is your, I guess, first retreat. So what are your thoughts?
It was time well spent, I thought, particularly when you have three new council members. We've had to do some pretty quick studies here. We know it's a challenging year budget-wise, number of things going on in the city, a lot of master plans coming forward. Last night, for example, we looked at parks and recreation. It's real important that we take that quality time and not just little snippets here and there, because if you're really going to make it all assembled together so that you've got continuity and, one plan has to mesh with the other and so forth, you need to sit down. You need to spend that time. Just go over the issues and hear from the folks who really know what they're doing, which is our great city staff.
You've spent a lot of time in the institutional format, mostly institutional education. Right. Now you're in institutional government. Earlier this week, College Station announcing layoffs, which is something that has not happened very often here. And I think the city manager said this is phase one. Phase two is probably going to be about this level next year. So challenges, I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, we've been facing challenges actually for a number of years. When you look at the values of property in the city since 2009, they've been on a decline. A slightest uptick this year when you look at some of the numbers. A house maybe that was appraised at 240, for example, might be at 241 this year. So it's really negligible when you start talking about that impact. But then again, you look around, not just College Station, but the Brazos Valley, and you see a number of government agencies are having to lay off folks and such. So that is going to have a continued impact on us. I think what we're going to have to do is continue to look at it. You've heard the mayor say, we're now cutting bone. We've been able to stay on the flesh level before, but now we're down to bone. The issue is that's really going to be tough for us is how do we cut more without curtailing our core services?
Well, and you mentioned a minute ago about parks, and obviously that was a large budget. Parks and Recreation is a large budget in College Station. Mm-hmm. There have been some cuts there, but now what kind of challenges and what did you see from the overview, and what do you feel like short term is the future prospectus as far as Parks and Rec in College Station?
Well, we've taken one of the steps we've taken already with parks is to look at outsourcing and how that can save us some money, and I think we're going to continue to do that, particularly with some of our seasonal facilities that we have. And David Schmitz is doing a great job just picking things apart. I know this was painful for him this week as well as it was for David Neely, our city manager. These are good people out there. Nobody was laid off because of performance. This was something that was just absolutely necessary for us to be able to maintain our core services and at the same time stay within budget.
City Council Member Carl Mooney joining us this morning. One of the things that was discussed a lot during the election period was the idea of return on investment. There's a certain amount of money that goes in utility fund. That money gets parsed out into the budget. A lot of people talk about that. There's been a tick up as far as water rates are concerned. So there's some very basic things that are costing more now than last year, and there's no reason to think that that's going to go down. Right. Remind us, if you will, as one member of council, what your view is on where do we go with return on investment in the long haul and maybe in the short term.
Well, we had quite a bit of discussion this week about return on investment, and I'm looking at it from one particular angle, and some of the other council members are looking at it from a different viewpoint.
Well, share your angle. I mean, I want to understand the difference. So we
My concern is, during the campaign, we had some folks claim that the return on investment fee that was being charged in their utility bills was a hidden tax. That was the phrase that was used quite frequently. I think you heard it at least one of these
the forums. Sure.
Forums that you we're officiating at. And, yes, in some ways it is. But on the other hand, I don't think we need to just change the name, basically, or move it to some other location, because to my way of thinking, that's just a horse of a different color. We are going to need to take a look at how we can gradually do away with the return on investment. And that's the advice I'm hearing from people who are more knowledgeable than I am, when we're talking about city investments and such, and particularly paying back bonds. So I'll defer to their better judgment, but at the same time, I want to make certain that the folks who are paying those bills understand where their money is going and how it's being applied.
The people who have a different point of view want to accelerate that? Is that basically what you're seeing?
Well, initially, we were thinking about trying to reduce the ROI over a 3-year period, but since we really don't know what kind of money we're going to be getting back from the county yet at this point, and that's probably a week to 2 weeks, maybe even 3 out, we're going to have to hold off on that kind of decision. You can't just simply chop off $3 million from the general fund, because that's where that money goes. You've got to make sure that we're doing it on a very gradual basis so that we can compensate in other ways.
Certainly. Any other thoughts that you have after that, or any other things that have happened since you've been on the council?
Well, one of the things that we're hoping to get some good public input on will be coming up on July 25th, and that's actually, we're moving our next council meeting to July 25th simply for the reason that you mentioned earlier. Our mayor is going to have the joy of being a grandmother for the first time, and she wants to be able to enjoy that opportunity, but she's got to be in California to do it.
Right.
So we're not going to tie her down and hold her to her
good
seat
for
at
y'all.
Council
yeah.
meetings.
All right. That's a good thing. Okay.
We're going to have our meeting on July 25th, which is Monday, so not on Thursday of that week. But one of the things we'd like citizens to come out and talk to us about, and if they can't make it, send us emails and let us know. There is the MOVE Act that was passed back in 2009. It's a federal law that was designed to help those voters, particularly focusing on our servicemen and women, to be able to get them to participate in elections. And it moves up the amount of time that you have to have the absentee ballots sent out. That's going to create a bit of a challenge for us. Among the various things that we can consider are reducing terms for down to 2 years, increasing them to 4 years. But the main thing is we're going to have to move our election date. We're not going to be able to do it in May. Most likely, and after studying the different options that we have, that are particularly those that are most cost effective, it looks like our voters in the future are going to be able to go just in November and vote on everything. Now, that will save us money because we'll only have to do it one time. It'll also save us trying to find volunteers to cover everything. But our concern also is that will our municipal elections kind of get lost in the larger mass of other elections that are going on at the same time?
There'll be a lot of clutter.
Yes, there will be. You'll be doing a lot of political advertising.
We like that, all right. But it's going to, as we talked off the air, it's going to be a longer ballot, too, because this is a nonpartisan situation. You're going to have to tack your city elections onto the end of the ballot.
Exactly, exactly. And we don't want to get lost in the shuffle. You know, a year like we just experienced, an election like we just experienced, you know, how would that have been impacted had we had that in November? Would it have gotten the attention that it really needed for our voters to be able to understand the issues and to vote responsibly?
And if there's any consolation, everybody else is having to do it too, right?
Exactly.
You're not alone when it comes
exactly.
to that. Okay. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. Carl Mooney, a member of the College Station City Council. Visit with the folks from College Station on Fridays on WTAW.
If you're a regular theater goer in the Brazos Valley, then you probably have heard of the Brazos Valley Players. But if you're not, they may be new to you. They've only been around for a couple of years. They've only put on one other full-scale production, but now they're about to put on their second. And it's Hairspray, and it's this weekend and next weekend over at A&M Consolidated's Tiger Theater. The Brazos Valley Players, quite an amazing group. Brian Burtz is in his directorial debut with Hairspray, but he has a lot of experience, about 20 years in theater. And Molly Gasparini is the executive director and the vocal director and Brian's fiance. They visited recently with Ali and Frito on the morning show on Candy 95. First off, Brian talks about who the Brazos Valley Players are.
Well, basically, the Brazos Valley Players were a new artistic educational troupe in town, community theater-based educational opportunities, giving people new opportunities in town, bringing in people from New York, L.A., Dallas, the surrounding areas to give workshops so people can get an education in professional act or an education for acting from professionals. Yeah, and then
that's
also
really cool.
Give them the opportunity to act.
Yeah, Sonia Cook is an A&M Consolidated grad who lives in California now studying acting and acting. She just recently conducted a workshop with the Brazos Valley Players. Molly Gabarini talks about the cast call and how many people showed up for this performance.
Well, we work with all age ranges. This particular show, the nature of the cast is that our youngest is about 12 years old and our oldest is about 50 years old. So it's a pretty wide span.
So it runs, how many people are we talking about here?
In this cast, there are 40 people in the cast.
Oh, my.
All together involved in the production, cast and crew. There's about 60 people involved.
Yeah, 60-person cast and crew for this?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a pretty big production.
That's impressive.
Indeed it is, and the talent may be new to some theatergoers in town, but the talent is darn good. Here again is Molly Gasparini.
Absolutely. I mean, there are some amazing standout local talent, some people that you've never seen before. Valerie Burritz is playing our Tracy. She's outstanding. Riley Myers is playing our Link. And there are also a variety of adults who are actually professional educators at high schools and middle schools in the area. We have 7 teachers from 4 different schools in the area who are in the cast and crew.
You're watching these actors and actresses develop through the rehearsals and through the performances is quite rewarding. As being part of the Brazos Valley Players, Molly Gasparini, again, the executive director and the vocal director.
And one of the coolest things about the Brazos Valley Players is that we're an educational organization. So probably the most amazing thing has been to see where people have been when they started the show and where everyone is now. There's been tremendous growth. And another thing that's been really cool is, you know, I've been here about 5 years, and usually there's not a lot of racial integration on stage at community theater, but Hairspray by nature is such a racially integrated show.
Yeah.
We have, you know, just such a diverse ethnic cast, and it's really cool to see.
Hairspray, tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and again the same times next weekend at the Tiger Theater at A&M Consolidated High School. Brian Burtz talks about how to get tickets.
You can get tickets by going to our website, which is www.brazosvalleyplayers.com. And if you want to go directly to our tickets page, it's /tickets. Tickets are $15 at pre-sale online, and at the door they're $15 also. We're also running a student and child special, $12 at the door for a student ID or a child 12 years and under.
Again, that website is brazosvalleyplayers.com. Why don't you take it and make it part of your weekend? I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
WTAW News Time, 835, 83 degrees right now at the studios. About 100 for a high today. The heat index 105. Good news, 30% chance of showers in the forecast. We'll tell you more about that after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center, your official Yeti cooler dealer on Texas Avenue, 1.2 miles north of Villa Maria in Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A criminal charge has been resolved from a March 2009 incident inside the Northgate parking garage that killed a Texas A&M student and injured two other people. 28-year-old Alma Martinez pleaded guilty to criminally negligent homicide in a plea agreement with prosecutors. In that plea agreement, she agreed that she did crash her truck that she was driving into the pay station or near the pay station at the garage, killing 21-year-old Lindsay Walters. A plea agreement with the DA's office Thursday gave Martinez a sentence of 5 years probation. Conditions include spending a week each year in jail on the anniversary of the crash. Martinez was ordered to stay out of bars and pay a $1,000 fine. If she doesn't get into trouble during her probation, she could get the conviction removed from her record. The punishment for a North Texas man who crashed his pickup in Milliken, killing a passenger, has been determined. 24-year-old Casey Van Hoos of Sunset was given 3 years in prison for the April 2009 intoxication manslaughter death of a passenger from Idaho. The Brazos County jury took more than 7 hours Thursday to reach its decision. College Station police spent more than 3 hours Thursday afternoon around an apartment where a man was barricaded inside, threatening to harm himself. At 4:30, officers reported the situation was resolved with no one hurt. The incident at the Heritage Apartments did force a traffic detour as Dartmouth was closed between Southwest Parkway and Crenic Tap Road. With one exception, College Station's city manager received recommendations which went into his decisions that led to the elimination of 27 full and part-time positions. David Neely says removing the Economic and Community Development Office, however, was his decision based on resources he currently has in his office.
We spend about $500,000 running an economic development department currently. And with myself, which I have 30 years of economic development experience and a new assistant city manager who has just about that much experience in economic development, I believe we are very adequately prepared to handle whatever comes our way in economic development.
Two people were moved to other departments. Four others were let go with the elimination, including department head David Gwynn. While the federal government claims to want to create jobs, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's accomplishing just the opposite. As an example, Flores says the Occupational Safety and Health Administration is targeting residential contractors in the Brazos Valley.
Typically, what will happen is that you'll have one person who will take their harness off when they're above the first floor level of a house. And if that person, even though they may have done this job for 20 years as a framer, if they take that harness off and an OSHA inspector sees us, they'll get a ticket for that with a fine. And the fines are not cheap. The fines have actually been ramped up in the last few months.
Flores says those fines could range anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000, all but eliminating the profit margins on some residential construction. Bryan's electric utility is ready to see the majority of 48,000 electric meters replaced. The project was originally scheduled to start this weekend, but BTU General Manager Dan Wilkerson says a snag with the contractor has postponed the start for 2 weeks. Wilkerson says after the new radio control units are installed, they'll be read manually for several months.
We still have meter readers going out, and they are reading the new meters. The meters are tested, just so customers will know, and are extremely accurate. These are digital meters. These are extremely accurate meters, and they come to us well-tested. We retest, and we have about 1,500 out right now.
BTU prepaid customers are already using those new meters. And Northgate Cares is the title of a first-ever campaign by 11 local agencies that will be in the entertainment district Saturday night. College Station Police Lieutenant Billy Couch says they're trying to make life safer and reduce law enforcement activity associated with too much alcohol consumption.
We have TABC represented. If there are any specific alcohol-related issues that we need answered, we can rely on those guys to help us with that. Adult probation will be on hand. Carpool, who's a good group that's very active in Northgate. It's more or less about responsibility, and we want these kids to hopefully come by and kind of look at the literature, talk to our volunteers, and see if we can help them to make the best decisions that they can make.
The volunteers and their displays will be along Patricia Street off College Main starting tomorrow night at 10 and continuing until at least 2 a.m. Sunday. WTAW News Time, 840, 84 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You
may have heard the roar. They're in your town, on your streets, rumbling through your neighborhood. Victory Motorcycles, the new American motorcycle, now has a new dealer in town. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Stylish, powerful, and built to ride. Victory has been turning heads from coast to coast with its complete line of custom road machines, like the Take Charge Victory Kingpin, the new King of the Road, and the ultimate in cruising comfort. Or set your eyes on the all-new pavement-pounding Victory Hammer, the ultimate combination of style and substance. This is your chance to find out why Victory is the hottest motorcycle on the road. See one, ride one, own one today. Come see what all the noise is about at Polaris Fun Center. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. We sell fun, not tractors. 1517 South Texas Avenue, across from Ducky's, near the Bend in Bryan. Victory, the new American motorcycle. Always wear a helmet and protective clothing when riding. Victory is a registered trademark of Polaris Industries.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, for 10 years, shopping half-price books on Texas Avenue is a habit for the entire Swayze clan. We're all book lovers, and we all know that you just can't beat half-price books. The selection, surprises, the prices, the thrill of the hunt. The problem is, now every time we pile into the car, autopilot takes over, and it's not until we're halfway there that we realize they've moved and have a beautiful new store on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart. Well, I finally figured it out. Since I'm always taking back the things I've already enjoyed and selling them back to half-price books for cash, I just put a big old sticky note on top of the stack that reads, New Half-Price Books right off the bypass. Half-Price Books is habit-forming. They're going in the right direction for book lovers like us. I just want to make sure I am too. Half-Price Books, a real bookstore, real treasures, real cheap. If you need directions to the new store on University, visit hpb.com.
Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, talking tile.
Well, this is a natural slate from Brazil. It's one of the nicest slates on the market. The coloration's beautiful. It's just very nice quality, beautiful colors that people can use in their home.
This is unique. This is not what you normally find when you go to a tile store.
That's right. We've had it made in special sizes that you just don't see normally.
This is not just floor slate. This is for bathrooms, kitchens. It can be used everywhere.
That's right. This is a nicer quality slate that's harder and stronger. It can be used really anywhere.
What you bring to this, I think, is your love for the unique. You go overseas and you actually tour these places. You carry manufacturers that nobody else does here.
We need to have the newest colors and styles that are out on the market. And the only way to do that is to stay in touch with the industry. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today.
Highway 6 and College Station.
It's time for the Brazos Valley to have local news in high definition. Tune to ABC 40 weeknights at 10 p.m. for local news now in HD with Ann, Bruce, Matt, and Tiffany. Not sure how to get our HD signal? Find us on Suddenly Channel 720, DirecTV Channel 40, your antenna TV Channel 40. ABC 40 takes storm tracking to a new level like never before with Tornado Predictor Max HD. Watch the ABC 40 night beat tonight and see the difference.
Hey, we got that weather. It's brought to you by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Through today, we're very hot again. High temperature 95 to 100 with a mix of clouds and sun and a scattering of thunderstorms out there, especially to the south and southeast of us. Tonight, chance of a thunderstorm this evening, then some patchy clouds. Low temperature 74 to 78. Sun and clouds tomorrow, upper 90s. Widely scattered thunderstorms around in the 70s at night, and then partly sunny and well up in the 90s during Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Hey, guys, and again, I mentioned this, but it really is worth commemorating it again.
By all means, commemorate.
This weekend is the 109th anniversary of the air conditioner.
Yeah, we really need to be commemorating
that. And again, the oddity of it is that it was invented in Buffalo, New York, which is not what you would think.
I wonder, now, was this an air conditioner? Do you think that they just... It was like a box that sucked air and had ice in it?
No. It was the whole idea. It was the whole, the compression unit, of that kind of stuff. And, the coils that blew air across the coils to make it cold.
Golly.
So in other words, needed more Freon by the next day.
Also invented was the first air conditioner repairman.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, right.
But here's the deal that's kind of it. I mean, there are two interesting things about this. Number one is that it was developed in Buffalo, New York, which you wouldn't necessarily think would be the place. But number two, the first customer was a printing company. A printing company.
Well,
and the reason
probably gets hot.
Well, what happened was paper would shrink during heat waves, and it was causing problems with their machines. And they saw immediately that the air conditioners could take care of that. But, I mean, that was back in 1902. And, again, when it really started to make a difference was when the movie theaters. When the movie theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Advertising that refrigerated air.
Exactly. And you've seen the ads for that. That was in 1925. So, I mean, it was 20 years later before it really caught on there. Because back then, movie theaters would just close. I mean, they'd be closed for the summer. And so that kept them open. So, I mean, there were good things that happened. Then, of course, the bad thing was that then they went ahead and they air-conditioned Washington, D.C. Because those people used to go home, too. It was too hot to be in Congress now. And again, more good stuff. Obviously, Houston would not exist the way that it is, nor would a lot of stuff down here. Phoenix would be a stagecoach stop. Las Vegas, New Orleans, I mean, how many? So there you go. For better or worse, our thanks to Willis Carrier.
Ah, yes.
The air conditioning dude. All right.
I think that's what he preferred to be known as.
He did. Health officials in Vancouver have ordered a spa to stop giving fish pedicures.
Is this where they nibble on the toes?
Yes, sir, it is. Mm-hmm. It's what they do. It is what they do. They don't have teeth, really. They just kind of nibble with their whips. I didn't
know
fish had whips.
They're whips.
So, really.
Yeah. Kind of kinky fish are these. Yeah.
The Purple Orchid Spa in Vancouver Island has been offering fish pedicures since last July, but now they have to stop or else the owner will face thousands of dollars in fines. So there you go. But, I mean, that was just a whole lot more fun. You know, have the little fish nibbling on your toesies and that stuff.
I was going to say, you can go stand in a pond and get the same effect.
Same deal.
And you don't have
maybe
even a
it.
Bonus water moccasin. Yeah. So.
Oh, hey, get this, all right? Are you ready? I know that there, for all of you people out there who are concerned about the purity of your body, here's a product for you. It's organic water. Yeah, I know. A fancy food show in D.C., a guy named Eric Ewell offering up pristine organic water. The bottler is I'm not sure. Let's try this. I-L-A-N-L-L-Y-R.
I-L-A-N-L-L-Y-R. There's not enough vowels in that, Scott.
I know there's not, really.
Try that on Scrabble.
Anyway, it's the name of the water. And it comes from beneath certified organic fields in Western Wales.
Of course it does.
In other words, the water has never been tainted with chemicals, thus making it organic. For what it's worth, the Department of Agriculture specifically excludes water from its list of organic agricultural products. Organic materials need to contain carbon. Water contains no carbon. And it turns out that a quick Google search turns up dozens of brands of water that are claiming to be organic. None of them are. None of them are. So.
Oh, no, all of them are. No, I'm sorry. No, you're right. None of them are.
Because they have no...
They have no carbon.
No carbon.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, I mean, really? Organic water? Gotta pay for that, are you? Should state employees have to pay for their on-the-job clothing or uniforms? That is a question being asked in many cash-strapped states right now. One TV station in Boston found out just how much money Massachusetts taxpayers are spending on clothing for state workers. Almost $44 million over the past 4 years. Some money for uniforms may be justifiable. State police, obviously. Correction officers, people in positions of authority. The investigation found that state money was also being used to buy the clothes for lottery, parole board, and veteran department employees.
What is that about?
I don't know. And some state employees receive an $850 clothing allowance.
Oh, my.
Really? People on the lottery board?
$850?
Once again, I mean, if you're on the appearance committee, you should be dressed properly. Hello?
Good morning. Hey, you guys were talking about organic water. They actually have glacier water with the expiration date.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Really?
Is that the date that the glacier's finally going to melt?
Well, that and, you know, the other day we were talking about, it was off the air, the Houston Independent School District spent $800,000 on hand sanitizer that they were going to need to use up because it was about to expire. How does that expire? But if you're sitting at your desk, I've got some right here. What about you boys? Do you have some hand sanitizer?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let me grab
look
mine.
For an expiration date.
Yeah, let's see if there's an expiration date on here.
I don't see one.
I do. I've got. It says best when sold by 113. I do.
113 of what year?
Well, 113 would be January.
Oh, year 13.
So long, it's probably creating germs.
Okay, so again, how does it go bad? It's like sour cream.
It's July and it's hot, hot, hot. But you can cool off at any Rattlers store in town. Get into Rattlers today and grab any size fountain drink for only 79 cents. Or if you want an icy cold one, then pick up a 20-pack of Bud, Coors, Miller, or Miller Lite for only $15.99. If you've got the munchies, pick up two large tubes of Pringles for only $2. Rattlers, a cool place to cool off. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is the weekend anniversary of Disneyland opening up, 1953.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. The original.
So there are some secrets in Disneyland.
What?
For
Jimmy Hoffa?
No. Well, you know, now you bring that up.
That's right. Mickey Mouse is buried with Jimmy Hoffa.
The haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
The Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland is one of the scariest places on the park, but not for reasons you'd expect. In his 1994 book, Mouse Tales, former Disney employee David Koenig tells the story about a tourist group that requested a little extra time on the ride so they could hold a quick memorial for a 7-year-old boy. Disney family said okay. But in fact, what they did is they sprinkled a powdery substance out of the dune buggies.
Oh, my goodness.
And truth be told, it happens all over the park.
People sprinkle ashes?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh. They bring them in and just drop them,
huh? And some people ask permission, and the answer is always no, but yes, doesn't mean that it doesn't go on.
Don't ask.
In Disneyland.
They're just going to get swept up and thrown in the trash can.
I understand.
Yeah, that's right. They got people that are paid for that.
Each night at Disneyland, after the sunburned families and cast members leave, it becomes Catland. Hundreds of feral cats live there. The idea, obviously, help control the mouse population. They were first shown. They showed up at Disneyland right after they opened, and they have.
There's a lot of irony in that.
There is a lot of irony in that. You're exactly right when you consider it's Mouseland, and so that does still go on. And if you look beyond the fantasy of the Magic Kingdom, Disney hopes that you won't see anything at all. The less than magical parts of the park, such as the fences and the garbage bins and the administration buildings, are all coated in a color known as go-away green, a shade that is meant to help blend in with the landscape. According to Disney officials, there's no set formula for the color, but that hasn't stopped diehard fans from trying to recreate it. One enthusiast painted located paint chips, collected them, took them to the park, and then found the ones that were closest, went to Home Depot to supposedly get the exact same color. A Disney geek. And did you know that behind a dull green door in Disneyland's New Orleans Square is the most exclusive and mysterious attraction of all? A VIP club.
Is that where Disney's head's frozen?
Yep. Club 33.
Oh.
You can actually go in there and drink alcoholic beverages.
Really? So how do you get in?
Well,
is it like the President's Club or the lounge for the airline?
It's a little more exclusive than that. Johnny Depp, Elton John, some other folks like that, bigwigs from Boeing and Chevron and AT&T show up there, but that's about it. Pretty much regular Mozon folks can't get in there.
They have somebody in a Pluto costume as the guard dog?
Probably so, but again, you can knock them back at Disneyland.
See? I didn't, yeah.
Badges aren't given. They're earned. Through strength, like the available 390-horsepower 5.7-liter Hemi V8 engine that gets up to 20 mpg highway. And through dedication, with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Badges every Ram truck has worn for over 30 years. Drive home your own badge of honor at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Summer Clearance Event. Finance through Ally and get 0% APR financing or $7,000 in total values with Rambox on Ram 1500 Crew Cab Lone Star Edition. Financing for well-qualified buyers. Not all buyers will qualify. Values include cash allowances, $750 package discount based on package items of purchase separately versus package MSRP. Offer ends 8/31/11. EPA estimated fuel economy, 1,500 4x2 Hemi V8. Actual results may vary. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, here you go. Mm-hmm. From the 1869 book, The American Women's Home Manual. Recommended the weekly routine for housewives in 1869.
Let's bring it back, by golly.
Okay.
Tom Turbyville.
Yeah, Remind me not to ride the elevator with you.
Yeah. I was stepping into it before I even knew about
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah. Monday. Prepare for the week. Tuesday, wash. Yeah. Wednesday, iron. Thursday, mend, fold, and put away clothes.
Friday. Mend. Oh, mend. Yeah. Oh, I thought you thought the men had to do something. Nope. My God.
Friday, sweep and clean the house. Saturday, put things in order. Sunday, your religious duties.
And on a serious note, College Station Police working a major accident, Texas Avenue and Manual. Please avoid the intersection.
Texas and Manual, that's like right by Outback.
Yes,
right?
Yep.
Right.
That's the traffic light right there.
All right, this date in history.
I love his part.
1964, Barry Goldwater, Arizona. In your heart, you know he's right.
That's right.
Can you believe this? The Republican National Convention was held in San Francisco.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a fitness problem right there. Okay, you got a little more than a minute because it's Friday.
Well, new movies, there's two of them, and you know about one of them because it's been playing all morning long. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2.
Hallows,
yeah. Gets a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, so. Are they going to trash it? Of course not.
Yeah, what?
So they like the movie a whole lot. And Winnie the Pooh, rated G. You don't get a whole lot of G-rated movies on anymore that you can take the little bitty ones to. But Winnie the Pooh gets a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, and those are the only new movies.
Good.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, the Witter Spelling. You know, she owned the biggest house in Southern California.
Yeah, dang
she
right.
wanted $150 million for that 56,000-square-foot house. She only got $85 million, turns out.
That's a shame. She's not going to have two nickels to rub together.
No. It was bought by a 22-year-old Petra Ecclestone, the daughter of Formula One entrepreneur Bernie Ecclestone. So a 22-year-old bought it for $85 million.